Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Well, there you go.
Doesn't it sound better?
Come in, Buzz.
Buzz?
Come in. Come in,
Buzz. Turn your microphone on.
Come
Stop
in,
being
Buzz.
So stupid, Buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz, turn your mic. What an idiot.
Mike, you got to talk right into the microphone.
What an idiot he is.
What an idiot he is.
Mike sounds funny.
How come we can't hear Buzz?
We're adjusting everything.
One of our engineer buddies coming in now.
These guys have been killing themselves.
That's Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Good guy.
Buzz, this has been our plan.
Howard, ignore that thing about the fact that you look like the BTK killer.
I think he rather looks like Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
Hold on, what?
I got Louis Black.
Harvey Keitel meets Richard Dreyfuss.
Your microphone works. There's a shock. And Buzz is holding up a sign that says what? It says...
Louis Black.
Oh, you think you look like Louis Black?
That was my answer.
We haven't even said what the situation is. We are in brand new studios.
Yes, and, let's wait until they get Buzz's microphone worked.
Before we can really start in earnest?
Well, to tell the engineers what a great job they've done.
Let's not go crazy.
Buzz?
I thought they did a test on this.
They did.
Boy, these mics sound good, though. Listen, that you can talk really soft to me.
Hey, you know what? Well, hey... How you doing, Harvey Keitel? What's happening, Howard?
Can we stop this charade right now and let Buzz know once and for all? Buzz, that's not a working studio. It's a production studio with no ability to broadcast on the air.
Buzz, Lisa Baden is standing outside.
Hey, I hear
him. Hold on.
Is it working?
Yeah,
I don't know. See, now I don't hear myself now.
Oh, hey, what'd you do there, Howard?
We're going to figure this out, but right now Buzz is coming up directly.
Okay, we've got... Buzz, we can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I actually sort of can.
That's because the walls are thin.
Hi. Hi, Misty, buddy.
Hi. Isn't that how it always kind of is? You always kind of can hear us anyway?
Yes. Yeah, all the time. In my sleep, on vacation, no matter where I am, I hear you guys.
Welcome to the new studio, Buzz.
It is cool. As soon as we get these little bugs worked out,
it is not.
Nice digs.
That's not a. It's not a. Well, you mean like the bug involved in your studio?
Yeah,
not a bug.
I see.
That's not a bug.
Uh huh.
That's not a bug.
Good afternoon.
I got to check levels.
Give me a second
because we've only got 8,000 of these goddamn machines now. Let me just see. That one's good, and there that works. There you go. That. Yeah, okay, good. And
you know what you remind me of? Seriously?
What?
Looking at this from the angle that I'm looking at with this new state-of-the-art setup.
It's beautiful,
You
baby.
Remind me of a keyboard player. I mean, that is set up like you would set up a rock keyboard show on stage.
Like Rick Wakeman.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm not blind. And I'm not black.
But other than that...
Buzz had it, Rick Wakeman.
I think that's it.
Hi, Buzz.
Keyboard is for you.
I can hear you. I can hear me.
So we're set.
You can hear me. It's fixed.
We're set. Well, then, let's officially start by thanking engineer Jeff Lockridge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really.
Bravo. Amazing.
Come on now, Mike.
All right.
Come on. Would you stop it?
Okay.
Pink shirt.
All right.
Stop it.
Here I am.
Come on, give him his props. 3 months ago, there was no way that this was going to be a state-of-the-art studio.
I did not think they could pull it off. I'm amazed that they did. I'm delighted that they did, and I think they did a great job.
We're out of Toothless Fairfax.
Yes, we are. We're in the confines of beautiful Rockville, Maryland, just off Rockville Pike.
And everything is brand new.
Teeth everywhere.
Except for our receptionist, who has not been hired yet.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. This is a test phone call. Hello.
Ah, perfect.
I really see no reason why we can't begin interviews today.
Oh, there you go.
For the Don and Mike Show receptionist.
I see. The button says on.
That's the one you need to hit.
We didn't have that before.
So I don't know what the hell it is.
Hey, hi, you're on the air. You're the first call in our brand new studio.
You gotta be kidding.
How's it sound? How do we sound? Can you hear us okay?
Hey, hello.
Talking to me?
Oh, God.
You know.
Some ass. Things we can't fix.
Ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing in the new studio?
Okay, let me ask you. Can you hear us okay?
Barely. Sound like you're talking, coming in on the cell phone.
Okay, what about on the radio?
Mike.
What?
How are you doing? How was your vacation?
Mike, this is your finger guy.
Is it really? Do you recognize that?
That is the finger guy. I got him. That's the finger guy.
You did get him. I don't think we got a straight answer there.
Don and Mike Show.
Well, you wouldn't.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to be the first one to welcome you guys back.
To Maryland?
Or I think back from holiday, Mike.
Oh.
Back from holiday.
Yeah. And I love it when you use the European term.
As we say in Europe.
From holiday. Don was in Cannes. I was in my villa in Spain.
With Clooney. And Buzz, of course, as always, was in Amsterdam.
And the Riviera.
Yeah, where you live. All right. Hey, get out of here. Thank you for testing the phones.
Welcome back. And I listened to you guys on the off period. And there was a couple of shows that brought back some really good memories. And I'm just glad.
And they filled the time.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I love about this studio already, though. Windows.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, we're going to look at the weather.
I love looking
at the weather. I just love it.
Mike, let's start today's show.
Okay.
By giving birth to two affiliates.
We have two new affiliates?
Wow. You know, we had one that we signed on right before we went on vacation.
Okay.
Excuse me, on holiday.
Yeah.
So let me just... No.
Push a little harder, please. Oh, no, that's not good.
Right there.
It's Wait, the affiliate is crowning.
There it is.
Now. Look at
there,
that.
That's beautiful. Now, that little baby, I got that written down somewhere. That is Portland, Oregon.
That's the one we gave birth to.
Oh, hello again.
Portland. That's right.
It was a breach.
KCMD in Portland. Solid State Radio.
Yeah.
And that one.
Right on.
And that one that's really going to make Rob happy.
Oh, here we go.
So I got to work real hard to squeeze this affiliate out.
Another Alabama affiliate?
Oh, Germany? No, Mike. No. Sorry. You'll understand why I'm going to have a problem with this one.
Mm. See?
Oh, God.
Try harder. I see a finger.
Is that what that is?
Oh,
it's made a mess. Mike, it's Toronto, Canada.
Oh, fantastic.
French bastard.
Toronto.
Welcome, my Canadian brothers.
Toronto, Canada.
I love. Was that you coughing?
I guess so. Cough switch doesn't work.
I'd like to hear that again.
That'll be Toronto, Canada on 610 CKTB. They start with C there, right?
CKTB in Toronto, a beautiful city that I have never visited. Can we do a broadcast from Toronto?
Sure.
Good.
That'd be great.
Sure.
I love the fact that we're on in Toronto. All those years we got the calls across the border when we were on in Buffalo.
Our show on What's With One is brought to you by Ford Bold Moves.
They have to do that to pay for the studio?
That sounds just about right. Okay, so everybody is cool. Let me see.
This is an abbreviated show, correct?
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Test show.
We'll see you tomorrow. So, in the main studio, you've got me and Mike.
God, I'm exhausted.
And Rob.
Hi there.
Then, in the next room, we have Buzz.
Middle of the sandwich.
Who is facing us.
The meat.
And behind Buzz,
yes.
We have Johnny Normand.
Hey!
And...
What's happening, fat ass?
Slow Joe.
I got the bird from John. That'll be my greeting to you every day, Johnny. I
flipped you off through four panes of glass.
Where is my intercom?
Here.
It's in the box.
There should be a way that I could actually speak to them and you can hear them through an intercom.
I believe...
Excuse me.
See, cough switch doesn't work.
I want to just say a few
things.
I
didn't even use the cough switch, Buzz.
The building that we're broadcasting from is ours. It is nobody else's. There are not other dish jockeys here. There are not salespeople here. This is our building. We can do whatever we want.
Still, we'll make enemies.
Get that one.
Talk while you hit it.
Hello?
No, hit this button while you talk.
Hello, can you hear me in the back room?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now, that's good. Listen the way he comes in on that. Huh?
That's now John all the way in the back room. No longer do I have to go through that crap of dialing 2888 and
right.
The last 8 would always stick.
Sure.
Right?
You could just communicate with him like this. How you doing?
I'd be better if I could hear the whole show.
You can't hear the show?
I can hear you, Mike, and I can hear Don. I can't hear Buzz, and I can't hear any sound effects.
Well, that's kind of the way it's going to work out.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Okay, bye to you.
That's all you need.
Goodbye.
Are you able to control that?
Oh, yeah.
Can he blast in whenever he wants to?
Oh, no. Negatory.
Okay.
Negatory. Don't forget, one thing about the... that's why I'm so frigging ecstatic. I'm maybe... Radio-wise, this is the happiest day I've had since I don't know seriously when. And I want to thank the company so much that these studios, I don't know when we were at the other place, if I could articulate the fact that we were working with equipment that just constantly broke and everything smelled like cat urine and there were just piles of garbage everywhere. And, you know, we went from begging to get one brand new computer to Jesus Christ. They have really built us state-of-the-art studios that are beyond my wildest expectations. And
everything is new.
Yeah.
Every single thing in here is
brand
new.
Four brand new computers, five instant replays.
Very cool.
Beyond all of that.
Explain what an instant replay is for people that might not know.
It's a hard drive sound effect player.
You hear Don's sound effects, they're called instant replays. They're basically machines that play everything we have, and they have streamlined it now that you have. How many machines do you have?
50 guns. We've got five machines. We've got almost 2,000 sound effects.
Wow. That was something that would take like six walls back at the old place of little individual tapes. Now it's all computerized, and it's fantastic.
Now let's mention the fact that we are broadcasting from... not Virginia, but
I'm even painting pictures for the listeners.
From the great state of Maryland, we are right at the corner of Montrose Road and Rockville Pike.
Mm-hmm.
We're right across from, a Barnes & Noble and a grocery store over there. And
there's a giant Staples, TJ Maxx, or something like that.
We got a big-ass, gigantic antenna on the roof.
Right.
And we can send Joe out, or you and I can go out at any time and just go out and play in traffic, and we got a whole area here that we can just do anything we want. And the best part of this all is that, you know, when you walk in this place, and this is really even beyond the great equipment and all of the state-of-the-art stuff, really the best part is no Gillespie, Hughes, none of those dickheads. You know the next time we're going to see those dicks?
Christmas.
If they've still got their jobs, then.
Well, that was always pretty
good. If they've still got their jobs, we'll see them at the Christmas party.
And we have, just to give you a little layout here, we've got our own office upstairs from the studio. And in front of the office...
I call it a boudoir.
...is a desk.
I call it a poontang palace.
A desk that... now, who's going to be using the desk out in the hallway?
John and I will share that.
Okay, until the receptionist gets here.
Of course.
Where will the receptionist be?
Mike has this fantasy...
Now, hold on a second.
Have a receptionist.
I want to make one thing very, very clear. During this entire process, by a show of hands, did I have any input whatsoever in any of this? Did I ask for really anything? All I'm asking now that we're here is we need a receptionist.
Why?
We need a Carol Merrill. We need a woman. We need a woman's touch around here.
We have Joe.
It's not going to be, it's not thick enough.
We didn't have a woman's touch around the other place.
No, but there we had Colette Harris. And that's why I have a surprise for you. She's coming over here.
Yay!
She's coming over here. She is coming over here.
Frankly, I don't think we... I mean, if you want to, out of your own pocket, hire a chick to be our receptionist, what would she do every day?
Well, out of my own pocket, it's not going to be relevant because whoever comes over here is going to be coming over here as a volunteer.
Right. Volunteer for what?
Somebody who wants an entry-level position in the broadcast business. Wants to be close to where the magic happens. Wants to be close to where the magic... To greet people when we bring people in.
Right.
When we occasionally, which I assume we're not going the total hermit route here, that we are going to occasionally, or are we? Or is that your dream come true? That you will have no contact with the outside world at all. You're going to live this like you do. This
That's
is the
right.
same man that fell in love with drive-through, swipe-the-card gas stations. This is... That's
too.
What you want. No contact at all with the outside world.
No, listen, here's the whole thing. I mean... We can get by here with ourselves. Why we just work goddamn
15 years in that building and 5 years in the other building, surrounded by Cretans.
I'll handle it.
Day we're here, just allow me to just kind of bask in this.
Please. So,
and really, that's the first thing Mike said when he walked in. He said, wow, the place
Where's the receptionist going to be?
I said, a receptionist? We're going to be here 4 hours a day.
Exactly.
Five hours a day.
But we don't have the... God. There it is. Right, do you do this? Do you do this like when you have a cough button?
The fader doesn't work either.
Tuberculosis stuff going on?
Yes, I do.
Jesus.
Why don't you put your hand up when you need to call?
Apparently, I will do that.
Maybe the receptionist can sit in there after Buzz passes.
That'd work.
I think that the receptionist, I won't say another word about it today because I want you to enjoy your day in your new studio, and I won't trouble anybody about it, and perhaps I'll pursue this behind the scenes.
Why don't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to use the air to do it.
No, you don't have to.
Well, I don't want to do it. Yeah, what am I going to do? It would be a headhunter.
Do it on our website.
Call an employee. All right.
Do it on our website. Send an email.
Send emails
to Mike Gomera.
Right.
Mike Gomera's Gal Friday.
With your qualification. Now, I don't want this to be singled out to be me. This is the Don and Mike Show receptionist.
But again.
Carol Wayne.
The reception. besides sucking. Mm-hmm. What would you have her
do? Well, I'm in a committed relationship, so this is not what you might think. This is just, this is something that I think will add a very nice dimension to these new dates. This was at one time an entire radio station studio, mm-hmm. so it served a lot of other people. Now it's one person. I think what we need to do is, and perhaps...
We need to keep outsiders away.
That's what it's about. Now, are you nodding too? Are you the same way? You'd be happy with an Airstream trailer with him.
I'd be happy in an Airstream trailer with you too.
You know that's true. I'm just trying to have fun. And I'm just trying to spice it up a little bit. Yeah. There. I have lots of ideas. You told me not to come here until it was ready.
It's ready.
This is the first day I've been here. I'm brimming with all sorts of thoughts,
ideas.
My creative juices are flowing.
Didn't we already?
Excuse me.
Who gets to pick out the color of the paint?
The color's fine upstairs. I don't think it even needs to be repainted.
Everywhere.
You need a fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
What about the furniture? Who's picking out the furniture?
I'll do that.
There you go.
I'll definitely do that.
There you go.
Yeah, we need to do that. Post haste.
So if you want to hire a knob polisher.
Here's the... Well, no, it's just someone to greet. Like a good, you know, and you know what? I've already got ideas of the verbiage that would be used. Good afternoon, Mr. Geronimo.
Uh-huh.
Good afternoon, Mr. O'Meara.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Burbank.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. The greetings that will be given here.
See, this is. But maybe we should have had this discussion before we moved.
So you want a total solid fortress of solitude? Is that what you want?
I enjoy the fact that it's just us. That there's nobody else dicking around with us. I mean, if you're lonesome for people. There's a chiropractor next door. There's a general practitioner next door.
Don't think that I won't be getting to know those people.
Yeah.
And especially the chiropractor, because I might really utilize the services.
There's a dentist around the corner. For God's sakes, we've got to go to some stupid condo meeting, don't we?
Yeah, there is an association. They're going to have to, we're going to have to meet.
Now, hold on. Now's why I get into my fortress of solitude. We have to go to a meeting?
Well, no, I don't think there'll be a meeting, but we will have to meet with them.
Oh, good. Okay.
He does.
All
so,
right.
Mike, if you're lonely for other people,
come to the meeting.
There are plenty of other people.
Well, all right, maybe not a receptionist. What about a social committee?
What is that?
Like, you know the people that used to go in the backyard of Joan Crawford's mansion and help her sign the autographs? Do you remember that group that she had? The fan club. Yeah.
No, the fan club.
No, we'll do whatever you want. We'll do whatever you want.
I'd like to just do the show.
We'll do the show.
I'd like to do
the show.
We'll do
the show.
I think,
you know, I was just thinking it would be nice to have, a person, a first director of first impressions here. Mm-hmm.
But there will be no impressions to be directed because the door has to be locked. This is not an open door policy.
All right. Okay. That's right. We're not going to be giving away prizes here. We'll be giving them away at the other place, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we give prizes.
Everything will be mailed away from the radio.
So no one will be coming here.
With no return address.
Ever.
No, listeners will be coming here on the times when... Listeners will
there
be...
There it is!
What?
Listeners will be coming here.
And when they do, when we play our reindeer games, we'll do the same as we did before. We'll have, you know, Dumb and Dumber back there. We'll have Joe and John take care of them.
All right.
Plus, we got the boy.
So you're totally against this idea of, even on a voluntary basis, of a
receptionist? Yes. Yes.
Someone to handle the front. Well, there is no front door. There really is no front door here.
You got to have one of those key swipes to get in the goddamn building.
Yeah, that's true.
And where would we put her?
That's what I was...
plenty of room in here.
Boy, that took a while.
Again, listen, seriously, guys, anybody that's not getting enough, here's the one thing I'll tell you. This place is gigantic. You want to get laid, you bring a chick here, you can get laid. Just don't hire her, like, as the receptionist or okay. whatever.
But I see, that's, you know, that I don't want her for that purpose. I want a receptionist. And now you're telling me that the one thing I've asked for...
You didn't have a receptionist before.
I had Colette Harris.
And before that,
and
Terry.
I miss her. Huh? What?
And before that, you had Terry.
Terry, that's right. Terry, yeah. Absolutely. And
tell me about your in-depth relationship with our former receptionist, Colette
Harris. My in-depth relationship, when I used to run down the hallway and show her my stomach, those are special memories.
Like you can't run down the hall and show that to the chiropractor?
No, you're not going to utilize an operating business as a... yeah. I miss her.
I'm here for my adjustment.
Listen, I can't help it that you're hot for someone who doesn't work in this building, Mike.
Mm-hmm. She's far away now, and I've accepted that fate, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Keep it in your pants.
So it's just going to be us?
Yes, all for right. the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Oh, God, what a bitch.
God.
What a bummer. God damn, bummer
no
every
one ever,
summer.
No, not until this very moment did you really let me know we weren't going to have a receptionist. There goes the dream. The dream is over. You're with me on that dream, aren't you?
You got to know.
And I don't
I
care if it's for other reasons. You're with me on that.
Exactly.
I can soften the blow.
What's that?
We will always have an engineering presence here.
The blow won't get any softer than that.
Bind, torture, kill.
I hope that he looks like the BTK guy. He looks more like Harvey Keitel. You mean our engineer, Howard?
Lewis Black.
Comedian Lewis Black.
All right, well, listen, if you guys want to pump, go ahead and send an email to DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Send it for Mike.
Yeah, and I will review them, and how about I every day I give you a couple of the really good ones.
That's fine. Did you make a baby on vacation?
No, but we are adding a member to the family. We're getting another dog.
Oh.
Yeah, but no, we did not make a baby.
No baby.
No baby. Baby.
I tell you what, make a baby. We'll get you reception.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That? God, this is Lex Luthor here.
This
is what this is all about. This is total. Look at you. You're bubbling. You're bubbling with joy.
I'm goddamn happy that we're in a great studio and we're doing a show, and all I'm doing is spending the first 20 minutes with you talking about getting some dumb piece of ass here.
That's a nice way to talk about an employee of this company.
She's not an employee of this company.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet at all.
She's
out there somewhere.
I tell you what.
And I don't think, until we get everything completely finished,
whatever you like, Mike.
We don't have to make any of these decisions.
Nice right now. Why don't you just bring one of the girls from your calendar?
It's a fine idea.
Not a bad idea at all.
That's a fine idea. No problem at all.
Why don't you supply a girl?
No, I'm not doing that. No, it's no fun that way. It's no fun. The whole idea is, we're to establish ourselves in a new community. That's what we're doing here.
Right.
No. The idea was that we would come here so that we wouldn't have to be there to do the show with great new studios.
Well, now, that's fine. And we are here, and we've accomplished that goal. And, now I'm just speaking off the top of my head. I'm brimming with ideas. Wonderful, good, positive ideas. Yeah. Ideas that will make this even better than it already is.
Again, that would be attention of Mike O'Mara, attention of Buzz Burbank. Mm-hmm. Just send it to Town Pump.
That's a negative. That's
soiling it.
Send it to opportunity.
I'll tell you right now.
Send it to opportunity.
No fat chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
Not necessarily.
You are such a liar.
Mimi?
Mimi from the Drew Carey Show?
You are such
she
a liar.
She had pizzazz.
Sure did.
Zing.
Yuck. She had zing.
That's all this place really needs is a big smelly sea hanging around all the time.
And here's the gag.
Jesus Christ.
It doesn't have to be the same woman every day.
Hey.
That's right, because it's going to be a part-time position.
You dreamer.
Good. Learn while you learn.
That's good.
DeVry. Call us DeVry.
Okay, Mike. That's on you.
Thank you.
That's on you. So you go ahead. You answer the emails.
I will. I'll answer them on the air.
Please don't. No, not on the air. Answer me at your home.
At my home well into the evening.
Late into the night.
Dear Francis.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Oh, hello there. You're on the air.
Just a quick question about the... We got a slight echo out here in Maryland.
Yeah, you got an echo. You know what that is, my friend? That's a little thing that we call reverb. Deal with it.
It's a nice editor.
What did he say?
What? Who cares?
He said something like... It was like that.
Who cares? We've all decided. We all. Everybody is a fan of reverb.
Sure. Right?
Yeah. Is there a chance we'll ever be hearing it on our headphones?
No.
All hear it. Okay.
But you'll have quite a few seconds after we go to break to go hear it.
Hello, okay, cool. Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, this is Justin listening to KCPS in Burlington. I have a question for Mike. Hey, how's the baby coming?
Don just asked that ass.
I did.
Yeah, I did. Funny man, funny guy, bus five chops.
You thought you'd have all your whores call it, all your bitches call it. Hello, is this Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I would love to come to...
Now, that's it. I'm out. I'm not doing it. If you're going
to
do that, I don't want anything to do with it anymore.
I would love to wash cars in my bikini and go get you your Starbucks.
I would relinquish that.
I would sit at the front desk and do my nails.
No, then I don't want to have it. If I'm going to take this kind of grief.
No, that's it.
No, absolutely not. No, now I don't want anything to do with that at all. Now it's over.
It.
You've ruined it.
Yeah.
You've destroyed it.
Thank you.
You can stay here.
Thank you.
In this room for 4 hours a day.
With you.
No, I don't stay in the room for 4 hours a day. I leave the room.
You will now. There's a lock. We're in lockdown. That's a time lock vault, Mrs. Carmichael.
Let's see. Hold on a second. We got one for you here?
We got it.
Here's a pump for you, Mike.
No. Hello. Stop.
Not in my show.
Now, really, stop.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi, pump.
Am I? Is this me?
Yes.
Oh, I can be your receptionist.
This pumps a lot. Well, what's happening, baby?
Pumpy pumperton.
It's really hard to hear you.
Yeah. It's probably for the best.
I'm here. I'm right here at your studio. I have a cake for you.
You're at the studio?
Yeah.
You're at the studio right now?
How can you be at the studio?
Why do you have a... Wait a minute. This is very dangerous. Why do you have a tape?
Cake.
I made you a cake to...
Oh, a cake. A cake. I'm sorry.
I just looked out the window. I didn't see anybody.
Yeah, I'm... Do you want me to say where I am?
Well, no. I mean, are you in Rockville?
Are you at
your new studio. I'm at the new studio.
Are you at the door?
No, I'm sitting in my car.
Go to the front door.
Go to the door.
Go to the door right now.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We didn't get any dessert. They sent us lunch today.
Yeah, it was very nice.
And now, this is how the new studio will work.
You can just go right out the door.
You go like this. You open the door. And now we wait for Mike's pump to show up.
I resent that.
You brought
my pump.
You brought it up.
I brought up receptionist.
I don't
my
want
pump.
Receptionist.
Help. An assistant. Gee, you think?
What about a male receptionist, Mike? I'm beginning to wonder.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm a super fag. Because I'm a super fag.
Nobody
yet. Talk of a cake. No cake showed.
I got a sweet tooth here.
Yeah, no kidding.
Maybe that's her.
Got a sexual toothache.
Let me just see if that's her. I see a Saturn pulling up.
Well, she said she was in the parking lot.
Well, she was lying. I think they all do.
We're waiting now. See, we like company.
Sure.
Look at everybody looking out the door. Look at everybody looking out the window.
I don't like company. I hate company.
You're looking very easily out the window. Then don't look out the window anymore.
And... No, it's some Guido guy.
Oh, okay, all right. So she was
Guido
lying.
Guy.
Teasing.
Was.
I'm out. I don't want to, the pump, the whole thing. Me, sweet tooth, all that. Forget it.
Thank you.
No receptionist and no dessert?
No, I'm not going to take this crap. My first day back at work. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. I have a beautiful girlfriend here.
I
thought it would be fun for everybody.
You have ruined the first segment of our brand new show.
I know I have.
You have ruined the segment for me.
I'm very, very sorry.
This should be a gigantic, momentous, a wonderful occasion. You ruined it all because of your penis.
Whatever. Hey, that's me.
That's right.
That's me, the town whore.
Somebody's...
That is moi. I'm actually thinking about that cake right now.
See, now I can agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, of course you can. Yes, of course can.
But you didn't have enough free food already?
Well, you know, food is food, but cake is really something.
Cake is special.
Yeah. You know what's better than cake, though?
What's that?
Pie.
Pie is even better than
I
cake.
Love pie.
It's better than cake or pie.
Well,
I've not seen you guys for 2 weeks.
Hi.
That was really the best part. I'm really glad that we moved to these new studios.
Here we all are.
With no pie.
Here we are, no pie at all.
No pie.
No pie.
No pump.
But a new location.
Yes.
An exciting new location. A brand new state-of-the-art studio.
You've ruined it for me, Mike.
Good.
Forget it.
I'm so sorry.
You've ruined it.
Well, look at all you. Well, you know, take solace with all your toys over there. Look at that. Look at all that stuff.
Not even been able to use them.
Yes, you have.
Take the first half hour trying to talk you down from a four-hour erection.
I'm just trying to do my job. I'm just over here trying to do my job, add a little life, add a little, you know, excitement. That's what I'm trying to do. But you know what that's got turned into? Yeah. Got turned into some singular sexual quest on my part.
Listen, here's my main motivation in all of this.
What's that?
Work so hard to get us away from everybody.
Mm.
Work so hard to get us away. And the first thing you want to do...
How much of this is about the equipment and how much is about being away from people?
Yes.
Percentage.
Both. So it's about 50-50.
It's 100% on both.
On both, really?
On both counts. 100%. Not that it's just working at that other place really was bumming me out after a while. You walk in that place, it had the stink of... All of the different regimes of program directors and formats.
It was a horrible facility. I mean, it was very difficult to be there every day. And this is,
it's hard to have.
I mean, when this is done, and this is like about what, you know, all this, the wires have been put together and stuff, but they got all the little finishing touches.
All the pretty stuff has still got
to
be done.
This is going to be magnificent. I mean, even right down to the wall coverings here are better looking than the ones that we had before.
True enough.
All we could really use would be some really hot whore.
No, I disagree. Stop thinking with your penis, Don.
That's all we'd really need.
You know, I have a very, very loving and wonderful relationship with my girlfriend, and I am not interested in that type of thing, you know. And you know what, Buzz? I could appreciate a little bit of deflection from me, you know, because you'd be just as happy if we had a receptionist as I would.
Yeah, as I've stated. Yeah,
and you didn't state it enough.
I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't
mean to
let you down.
I'm over here fighting this battle all by myself.
I saw the meeting you took.
And you know what? You know what he does? Let me tell you what he's done for 20 years. He's backed me into a corner again.
This is what I do.
Painted me as some sort of sex maniac.
Okay, boss, I didn't need to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was looking more. I was looking at Mike. I didn't. I can't see you.
Because now I'm going to have that discussion tonight. Now I know I'll have to have that discussion. You know that.
I know
I'll have to have that discussion, you know? I mean, it'll be like, what's the deal? Do you really want that? I said, no, that'll be funny.
You shouldn't have pushed so hard.
Well, you know what? I thought it would be entertaining.
You pushed hard at me. It's the first goddamn show. Mm-hmm. We've been off the air for 2.5 weeks. We're in a brand new studio, loaded with stuff to talk about from our vacation. All you can do is look out the window.
Mm-hmm. Well, what am I supposed to do?
You look out the window like you're bored.
I'm not. I'm having a great time. I'm very, very happy to be here. I am not unhappy to be here, and I get excited, and you know me. I'm a gregarious guy. I like that. You know, and if you want to hire a man, if that's what you and Rob both want to do, hire a male receptionist. Because that's what I'm getting that between the lines, that's what both of you want.
We do not need a receptionist.
First, well, you don't need a female reside because that's the pump. If it's, you know, we don't need. You know what? It is kind of distracting to look out the window because you see people coming and going
cardboard
to the cars, which is something we
commerce is happening.
Yeah, but we never had that before, so we kind of monitor what's going on. That's another one of the engineers that's going out to his car.
Which one?
Yeah, and he's lighting up. Oh, better not repeat that. Mm. No. He's getting a very little, like the kind of cooler they transport organs in.
Elvis put foil on the window.
Now he's coming back into the building.
That's Roger.
Roger. Wilco.
How's it going?
Roger Wilco.
How's it going, Mike? Does our career mean anything to you at all?
What do you want me to say? I'm very happy. I'm very supportive.
I'm just waiting for this to end.
Okay, I'm done.
Well,
I'm done.
No, you're not. Get it out.
No, I mean
get it out.
As far as we get what out? Get what out? Are you sensing negative energy here?
No, I'm sensing the fact that all we're doing right now is just kind of... You're looking out the window, and you're talking about the pump, and I don't know what we're doing, if we're going to start the show, or, I mean, or are you going to get
you just got distracted again.
You did.
It's new, okay?
It is.
It's new.
Exciting and new.
My boss told me I was not allowed to come here until the first day of the show.
That you're a liar. I told you you should come out here. I told you you should come out here 3 months ago and take a look at
it. Yeah, but then after that, you said, when they got the stuff built, you said, don't show up until the day of the show.
Because you'd be disappointed because it was in tatters, but would you have showed up anyway?
No.
Of course not.
Of course not.
No, you know, I was thinking about that over the weekend because I got into town last week, the middle of last week, and I said, you know, maybe I should run over to Rockville. And I said, nah.
No,
what happened when the laughter died down?
But seriously, I'm the only one of you that came to work by water today. How cool is that?
Just because you wet your pants.
No, I took a ferry.
Hi.
Not at first. I did. I took a ferry to work. I really did.
Maybe he can be the receptionist.
I took a ferry across the river. And it was very, very cool. Very neat.
How much cost it?
Four.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on the move.
Right. Thank you.
And I was just wondering if you might be sharing some photos up on the website of the interior of the, your palatial studios there.
I think we will. We'll probably once we get everything fixed. I mean, because we got like, what are these soundproofing things we've got up on the walls
here? The acoustic tile.
Yeah. We've still got some like Martha Stewart stuff to do.
Right.
But it's nice.
I'd love to see what it all looks like in there with your smiling faces in front of your microphones.
Yeah, well, the only way to make it be nicer would be a nice big bosomed woman who could be out there.
And Buzz's studio is filled with asbestos.
Big bosomed woman who could be out there washing our cars while at the same time giving us all hand relief.
Now, see, that's the third time you've said that.
I love Don to Mike's
show. I want to make it for the record. I have not said that once.
Hello.
Ooh,
you got it. You know what, you're
like, Mike.
You're like Jimmy Carter. You're guilty of thinking about it.
How are you, Donna?
Hello. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yes.
How you guys doing? First thing I'd like to say is welcome back.
Thanks.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
I'm a little disappointed.
With the fact that you don't have a voice.
Well, you know what happened? I'm sorry. I might have a little cancer in my voice box, but hey.
I'm sorry. Do you really have the big casino?
Guys.
Do you have cancer, sir, for real?
No, I don't. I've had a deep voice since puberty.
Okay. All right.
If you had cancer, we would have given you the second season of DVD Entourage.
Oh, no.
But
really?
I'm sorry. We're saving that for our first cancer victim of the new studio.
Most patients love it.
Is that the new policy?
Yeah, that's right.
I went and got a PET scan, but I don't have lung cancer either, so that's unfortunate. I can't get that. What I wanted to say.
Now I thought, did he attempt to say CAT scan?
And I think he said PET.
No, a PET scan. It's a different kind of scan. It's,
My time is very valuable.
Please what?
All right. What I wanted to say was congratulations on your new studios.
Nice.
Welcome back. You guys sound crisp and clean. It sounds good.
Right.
But I also want to express my disappointment because you put my number on the air before you left and I got more callers that said they liked my joke and they didn't and didn't like my joke. But
eat one.
The problem is I only got 350 calls.
You only got 350 calls. Would you like to give your number out now to see how many people?
No, don't do it to me again.
Why? Why? If you're calling to say that, and just to give everybody a little background.
I got the impression listening to him that he was disappointed that he only got 350 calls.
The guy called the show with a joke that we didn't think was funny, so we gave his phone number out. That's the deal.
And it sounds to me like he's complaining that he only got 350.
So we're saying, how about let us give your phone number out again?
Your phone number, my phone number is on your website. People can still call me. I don't want you to do it again to me.
Is it on the website, Johnny?
Blasted. Yes, it's on the website, so everybody can find
Buzz
it.
Buzz is burning candles.
The Wednesday before you guys left, they can call me and express their feelings.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Why are you burning candles?
It just seemed like a way to welcome myself home. You were talking about Martha Stewart, and I thought, well, what better time?
I know it's really different for me in this new layout here. I have so many other things to look at.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys can't fool me.
What?
One.
The echo. Yeah. Buzz's mic was down. A lady without the cake at the door. I say conspiracy. Are you guys really at your houses like Leah Remini was doing?
No,
that's absolutely right.
Yeah, we are.
That's exactly what's going on.
Let me guess something, Dumas. Oh, hold on. I already see. Sacramento, check it out.
How
you doing? How'd that booger taste right before you called the show?
So long.
Delicious.
Badass.
Delicious.
Bye-bye. Get out of here. Go to hell, you MF-er.
He's already there.
You stupid piece of garbage.
He's in hell.
Would have had the Entourage DVD for you if you had ball cancer.
Wait till they start spraying.
Jesus. The asparagus tastes great, but everybody's got a disease.
One more, and then, you know what, we should start the show, right? Or should we break? Christ, hello?
Hello?
Yes, see what you made me do, Mike?
Duh. Is it my fault still?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
welcome back, guys.
Right, hi.
Hey, look at that, he made it through.
Here's your receptionist
for you all.
Here's your receptionist, Mike.
Problem solved. Do you want to be the receptionist, Tom?
Yes, Mike.
Okay.
No!
Yes, Bob.
No, that was me, Tom.
No, it wasn't. It was Rob.
No, it was me, Tom. It was Don. We must put this to a vote.
You're going
to
love the place, Tom. There's a lot of stuff.
Mike.
How many words a minute can you type?
Mike, if you leash him to the...
You keep him in an enclosure. Food and water.
That's BS.
If you leash him to the railing out front...
So he can run and dig.
Tom can be our receptionist if you like.
Very good.
I don't think... You
Congratulations on your new job, Tom.
Thank you.
I'll put a folding chair on the sidewalk.
Hey, Tom, we're gonna come back and we're really going to start the show now. But for the first time from our brand new studios, why don't you take us to break?
Don and Mike, go to break and the new
number 15 Arbitron Record, the Don and Mike Show.
This is how we'll do this now. Everything gonna work down now?
Everything seems.
I just screwed with you.
Oh, you didn't have it turned out on purpose.
What, Mike?
We had some guests.
Yeah. I know we have guests. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Will you screw with Buzz, too?
Hold on. Why is Buzz now only in one channel or half a channel?
I've always leaned to the left.
Wow.
Now I'm really on the left.
You know, guys,
this is to be expected. This is the first day we're working out the bugs.
No, this is not to be expected. They had weeks to do this. During the break, I thought everybody said he sounded fine. What's the friggin' problem? Really? What is the friggin' problem?
Cake.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's happy because Cake's here.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Cake's here, and Michael Hoffman, the Jew-to-Jew guy, is here, and Tom Gavin's here. That's great.
The lady came by with cake, and another guy from a restaurant dropped off cake.
How you doing?
Hey,
best day of my life. There you go. Think you might be able to... Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Boy, that still sounds...
No, he was fine in the first break.
Yeah,
yes,
he was. They fixed it during the second break, Mike. Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Fix it during the next break.
I'll be over here.
Well,
if you
actually,
need me. Isn't this one where they could actually work on it during the...
Couldn't you?
Is it possible to do it like while we're on the air to work on it? Because we kind of need him, and we'll just talk about
just
it.
You got to do it here. You have to watch. What do you have to watch? You want to watch the meters,
so we can see what sound is going where.
Talk so he can watch the meters.
See, I'm over here on the left, coming from the newsroom, because now they've wired me directly into your control board instead of bypassing it, which is what they were doing earlier.
I was thinking today this would be such a happy day.
Well,
this would be such a great day for me.
Still could be.
Really, it would be so fantastic. Buzz?
Yes.
God damn it. Keep speaking, fat ass.
All right. I will. I thought perhaps you were going to speak for a while.
All right. No, my microphone works, dumbass.
Yes, I know that. I appreciate that.
So do I, because pretty soon I'm just going to turn yours off.
I don't know why, but okay.
Why wouldn't I screw it? Turn it off. Hey, thank you, Howard. Oh, thanks. Bye. We don't need Buzz today. Why would I? Why would I?
You creep. Serious.
Why would I?
Now I feel like I'm responsible for this mood you're in because of the whole receptionist thing now.
And what are you doing now? Did you just touch that, Howard? Oh, you bastard. Go ahead, touch it. If you think you can do it, go ahead.
He's going to fix it now.
What?
Let's see if Buzz is in two channels now.
All right. No, I'm still just in the left channel. Still just talking in the left channel. And now Mike
is brand new equipment.
These things happen.
You see, Buzz, the reason that I was curt with you is because time is of the essence, and you have to speak because yours is the only microphone, you silly ass.
So-and-so.
That is not working.
Yes, Buzz, I understand that. So-and-so.
Now, so for the only way for them to fix that is for you to speak, not for me to speak or for Mike to speak.
I understand.
Now, during the commercial break, I noticed that they were over on my side on the ground. They were lying down and, like, playing with the wires.
You must have all the wires down there by your...
the wires right now. They're because they have a little door
between your legs.
My God. You would not believe the number of wires that I am looking at through my carrot cake.
It's all about the cake.
Well, now, F all you guys.
Yeah, what? Yeah. What's the problem?
I mean, what's the problem?
I don't understand you sometimes. You're an enigma. You're an absolute quandary. I do not understand.
I just want to start the show, and I just want things to work
right. Of course, I know. We all do. But you also know that, I mean, with this stuff, it is all brand new, and it's never been used before.
So it should be perfect. It should be like Dell. You open up a box, you plug it in.
If this was like, sports telecast, probably, but they have different ways of doing dry runs. It seems to me...
We did a dry run yesterday from the studio.
You ran the segment, right, from here?
Yeah, it went great. Went great.
Good.
Thanks for asking, Buzz.
I just wondered.
Thanks for talking now.
I thought maybe you'd want me to talk, and...
Why would I want you to talk now? Do you see the engineers now?
Well, they may be working quietly behind the scenes.
I hate to get technical, but can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Because I remember the old boards. Do you have a mono switch on your fader?
I don't believe that I do, no.
I was just saying that might eliminate that problem.
Yeah, no.
There's no pan on this.
What about you? You have a mono switch?
No left-right pan. See, that was very inside. I apologize. And I am sick. I ate so much food.
Too much sugar?
No, at least it wasn't rich food.
No, I really blew the diet today. I just was excited. It was kind of like a party day today.
You're not on the steak and carrot cake diet?
No,
then Buzz?
Yes?
Sorry that I bit your head off. I'm turning your microphone off.
Okay.
Because that's just, I can't deal with the...
Going out into radio land, that's going to be a little tough to take.
That is. So let's get that fixed. And in the meantime, how are you, Rob?
I'm good. How have you been?
Do we have a microphone for Buzz in here?
Yeah.
We can use this one, right?
Yeah. I can go have a seat in the corner.
We have we have one, two, three. We have three microphones right here. This studio has four active microphones that should be working, so Buzz can come in here and use this one temporarily.
He could, couldn't he?
He could.
That would.
Would you like that, Buzz?
I would like whatever you would like. I want this to be a happy day for you.
It's a very happy day for me, Buzz. It's going perfectly.
Wonderful.
Are you kidding? It's a time capsule show.
I think it will be.
I'm going to dig a hole at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And after I cut the engineers up into little parts and bury their bodies.
That's after we thank them. Hit those poor engineers.
I'm not talking about Jeff. I'm talking about Howard Keitel.
He's just the point guy that has to come in here.
I know. So I guess Buzz,
yes?
In the interest of those who are listening and can only hear you in the channel that maybe you're not broadcasting in,
right.
Goodbye.
And I think the reason that they are saying they have to do it during the break is because they do want to come over here and crawl on the floor.
Okay, well,
I think that's how they're going to fix it.
I think they're very experienced with crawl spaces.
I think they could do it while we were on the air if they wanted to. But no, that'll probably be a difficult situation.
Well, let's start the show, because now I'm feeling bad, and I feel that I'm slowing things down. Now I feel that I've screwed things up.
Well, like I did the first break.
Yes. Except not as badly. Not as badly.
We did, we did have lots of visitors during that commercial break. And I've learned one thing about our studios here in Rockville. You want to talk about access?
All right, go ahead. Bring in the woman with the cake. Bring her in, Rob.
It's amazing that people literally cruise by here and... There's great accessibility here.
What was that, Buzz? You got to hold that up higher, friend. Kiki. Buzz says her name is Kiki.
Kiki is gone.
Oh, no. She just dropped the cake off and left, huh?
Yes, the Kiki cake.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys all got to talk to her during the break?
I did not.
Oh, there is Buzz Buzz almost spilled his cake. What the hell is that a cake of?
I think it's the Maryland flag. I really do think it's the Maryland flag.
Buzz says you're right.
But we're playing charades with Buzz now in the other room. For God's sakes.
Wow. This is crazy. This is crazy, man.
And
hello, Captain. I will, to make you not miss home, I will be doing impressions of different employees that worked at the other location.
Oh, good.
Hello, Captain.
And that would be Colette Harris.
Sure.
Okay, I got you. Now, we're going to just try this one more time.
Okay.
Just to officially start the show. Okay? Why are you looking at me like that?
Whatever you want.
No, now. Don't say it's whatever I want.
No, I know you were upset that it wasn't working perfectly, and I want you to be happy, just
everything
like Buzz
was,
does.
Everything know? Was, oh, Buzz doesn't care.
He does.
No, he doesn't care.
We all care. You're the straw that stirs the
Buzz,
drink.
Buzz over, give me that fake, you know, hey, from my ticker.
Haven't again. You learned anything in all these years working with us? If it's a crappy day for you, it's a crappy day for all of us. Don't you know that by now? Don't you know that in your heart of hearts?
Well, let's get his goddamn microphone fixed.
I think they got to come over here to do it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. I think they have to come over here, and I got plenty of room to have them work around me if they want to come over and
What's
do
the
that.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I will go ask.
Okay, good. Be a producer. That's good. That's good. Be a producer.
He's a little peaked.
Sure he is.
I got Xanax if you need it. I haven't had to eat any yet, though, that which is a tremendously good thing. I think this studio is good karma with a capital K.
I'm glad it's a good karma for you.
Do you want one? Okay, I'll give you one. I think it's going to be fine once you... I know how you feel. You want it all to be 1,000% because it is the new stuff.
I just want to start the show, and I want to start the show and have everything working correctly.
Right. Oh, he's going to the wrong side.
Howard Keitel. Hi, Howard. How you doing, friend?
I'm doing really well.
Yeah. Yeah, my man. Here you go. You understand, I'm just kind of a...
That's fine.
Kind of a, you know, type A. Pardon me?
Back to the way it was.
Yeah, back to the way it was? Good.
Where you have control.
That's fine. Good, that's fine. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
No, it's the left up, Howard.
Yeah, still just on the left channel.
Still on the just on the left side. Okay, 1 second now. All right. Give Howard the duck 1 second. Here we go. He's doing all of this with his computer. You're an amazing man, Howard.
Come on now, Mr. Sprague.
Amazing. If I don't look like Howard, are you just playing a Howard game?
Playing the Howard game.
All right, Stern.
get it fixed yet, Mr. Hoffman? That's an inside Howard.
No, I think a lot of people know who Howard Hoffman is. All right, Hughes.
It is inconceivable that he could do anything wrong with this board.
Howard Hughes. Hello, Buzz.
Hello. Hello. Still on the left.
Still just in the left channel.
Still way over here.
Can you fix now, Mr. Cunningham?
Still in the left channel. And hey, I want to thank all of our loyal fans. I was looking at our fan site.
Yes.
Boy, are they glad that we're back.
Radio Gods Forum?
Yeah. All they are doing is bitching about the reverb. That's all they're doing, is bitching about the reverb.
Really?
Yes. Hey, all you little brains out there, this is Don. Eat me raw with a flavor straw. I dig it.
What reverb? Are we? I mean, I don't think we're out of touch with that. I liked it when I listened to it on other radio stations.
We all like it.
I've always loved it.
We all like it.
You know what?
It's part of the reason that we wanted to move to a studio where we could control the sound of what comes out of the radio.
And you don't hear it anywhere else. So, and I think that's part of the problem right there.
So
that's what they're bitching
all
about.
All you tools on the message boards, just eat one. Eat one! Eat one! Eat one!
I don't think it's just because we're disc jockeys that we like it, too. I think it's fun to listen to. Now, we don't hear it when we're broadcasting. We hear it kind of flat, and then it goes through the processing and makes
it. How we doing with Buzz? Buzz?
Hello there.
Hey!
I'm back.
Thank you, Howard.
Hi. Howard, listen, do me a favor. Pal, the chain fans, I don't want to see you until 7 o'clock. Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye. Howard.
Bye-bye. Go out. Get laid. Have a good time.
Now, don't be crazy. Now you're talking crazy talk.
Oh, there's an Applebee's right down the street.
All right.
He can get laid. So, hi there, Buzz.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There you go. Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
Sorry
Thank
I
you.
Lost my temper with
I understood.
You. You silly little...
And on a serious note, I think it sounds wonderful. These studios sound great.
All right, it only took about an hour to break it in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to happen now.
An hour of really, really bad radio after being gone for 2 weeks.
I thought the first segment was tight, solid.
Because the first segment revolved around your crotch.
Yeah, of course it did.
Of course. All right, now.
Jesus.
The laughing place again?
Let's do it again.
Okay. Here we go.
Boy, am I
Have you heard enough of this, Mike?
Yeah.
take place between 3 p.m.
It'd be good for me if I could figure out how to turn this crap off. How is that?
Anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe. You can call Don and Mike anytime.
How's that going?
Hello!
All right, that works.
Hello!
That works.
Oh, hi there.
All right, I got it. Now we're cooking. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. A little of that. And then we got a little of,
He's mentally retarded.
How's your? How are your buttons? You have lots of buttons.
I'm fine.
Good. Broadcasting. I'm sorry. Right?
My buttons are... I mean, did you want a real answer? I'm looking. Yeah. I'm trying to run this thing, you stupid ape.
An ape it is. Well, that's new. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton and all the ships that you see.
Why don't you go crawl up the Empire State Building and get me a piece of equipment that works, you big ape?
Hey, look at that. Rob's peering in the window.
Rob Kong.
King Rob. Broadcasting live from Don and Mike House, the men who inspired the film Little Man, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, thank you, Robbie. I think the song that should have played an hour ago would have been kind of appropriate. Our house.
Yes.
We're in our brand new house.
We are here.
Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Right. 071106.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hey, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
No, Buzz is not retarded. And you can call us anytime. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Everywhere else, pound sand. No other phone numbers. Let me see. Yes, we're on the internet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll hear our stream right there. You can also email us anytime during the show, especially for Mike and for Buzz, for the pump.
Yes.
That's email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we're on iTunes. And I think blah, blah, blah. That's about it.
That's everything. That's the official open of the show. And happy birthday to the greatest 9-year-old in the world, Elizabeth Emma O'Mara, who is 9 years old today.
Yay. Congratulations, Mike.
Happy birthday to my daughter.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike,
hi.
Bob, Joe, everybody. Buzz, how are you guys?
Okay, doing fine.
You sound great. I got a question for you. You mentioned a time capsule here about 15 minutes ago. A long time ago, you guys had a plaque on the side of the Mount Vernon Multiplex Theater with a time capsule. Did y'all ever dig that thing out, or is it still in the wall, or what?
No, you know, we did a lot of promotions like that.
Where they actually put stuff in a real time capsule?
Especially around the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we really went heavy into that and buried a lot of stuff. I don't know.
And the idea, really, of a time capsule is that by the time anybody thinks about digging it up, you're long gone.
And mostly the stuff that they find is crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see them pull out something like from 100 years ago, and it's like, why would you put like a Planters peanuts can?
Yeah, it's insignificant stuff. It's very random, and people try to put stuff in a time capsule that is representative of the culture at that moment.
That's why I filled mine with dildos.
But Doc Johnson's marital aids.
Big two-headed dildos.
This is what we were talking about in the 80s.
One black dildo and one white dildo.
Yeah, yeah. To show diversity.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, you got black in my white. Yeah. Hey, you got white in my black.
It's two treats in one.
Hello.
Yes, this is Scott.
Yes, hello, Scott.
Can I be your first cancer patient?
Are you a cancer patient?
Sure am.
What type of casino are you battling right now?
What do you got?
Lymphoma.
Lymphoma?
Mm, no, sorry, not bad enough.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Very strict. Thanks for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What if you want a prize?
Yeah, that's true.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I mean, after all, it is a box set entourage.
It sounds great.
It's a quality prize.
What? Hello. Hi there. You're on the air. I'm sorry. Hello.
Yeah, the new digs sound great.
You know, the phones sound better, too, in here. To me, they do. It sounds clearer today.
It's because, well, without getting terribly technical on your ass,
right.
I don't have to touch a screen that has to go through another relay. Gotcha. Everything is just hardwired through the board.
Because normally a guy that's cruising along with his car, you know, you hear, you know, it would be so hard to decipher what he's saying, but you can hear everything he's doing.
Hello?
Now he can't hear us.
No, he could hear us. I just don't think he was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Or maybe
he was.
Hey,
welcome back, guys.
Hey, hi.
Hey, I just want to say, waiting for you guys to come back from vacation is like waiting for a new season of Sopranos.
Oh, no, it's not, because we don't make you wait that long.
Right, right.
But it seems like that.
But I tell you, somebody's going to get whacked today. Somebody, and it's going to be an engineer.
Oh, that's good. I hope you guys survive.
Thank you, my friend.
You.
Might not be an engineer, Mike.
Might be somebody else.
Might be somebody else. might be somebody closer to you.
Might be a key player.
Might be somebody physically close to you. I mean, physically close to you.
Physically close
who's
to me?
Who's physically close to you?
Who would that be?
I don't know.
Who's
the person who's physically closest to you?
If you really wanted me to get a measuring tape out, I'd have to look through the glass and say our distinguished newsman from the Midwest.
There you go.
Because I've been nothing but trouble today.
He has. You know, in his own way, in his own understated way, Buzz has been a gigantic pain in the ass.
Yeah, and you know why? Because, you know, both with me in the opening segment when I really needed you, Buzz, and then when Don was having trouble with your microphone, we needed you. We really needed you. And, you know, frankly, the first hour of the show, it was one more hour of your vacation as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't break the equipment.
Buzz has completely just, he's actually rebounded that all over to the engineers now.
Okay, so.
Deflective, that's the word I wanted to use.
Here we are, hello and hi and all that crap, and it's great to be here. And now, let's just get this. I already asked you, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You did not make a baby.
I did not make a baby, no. But we are getting another dog. And that is in its at the initial stages, and I think we're going to actually pick up the dog this weekend. I'll have details on my dog when I come in next week.
But I got so many things to tell you about. I got so many goddamn things.
I only had one bit of contact with you that was highly irregular when you were on your vacation. I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
I was on a real adrenaline high.
You were flying.
I called, I called almost all of my friends. I called you, I called Buzz, I called Rob. Let me see. We can hear about it in any order here. I'm just going to throw out topics from our 2 weeks off. Having my daughter and the grandkids around during the floods and the power going off and all of that stuff.
Right.
Some nice stuff there. You've got Bart finally meeting my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend meeting my entire family, Big Frida, everybody, the 4th of July. And I meet my girlfriend's mother. And then I got a moment.
Wow.
I got a moment with my kid where... I see something that I should not have seen.
Uh-oh.
I had a problem in the movie theater. Shock. I went skydiving.
Wow.
That's
the one where I
want to tell you guys about.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I got the mumps.
You got the mumps?
I got the mumps. So I got a lot to get to today. A lot to get to.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's top of the list.
And while we were gone, this just pisses me off. While we were gone, in no particular order, Regis Philbin goes on Larry King, and they have a virtual, it's man-on-man sex. You know, it's like, it's one guy taking care of the other guy.
Right before Larry King blew up that building in New York.
Star Jones, fired from The View.
Yeah!
While we're on vacation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aaron Spelling. Mm. This is Aaron Spelling.
Regretfully.
He has passed.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore unless you're calling from the grave.
That was the one magic name that would get through any receptionist, talking about a receptionist.
Yeah, and you used your New York accent with Aaron Spelling, which is amazing, because Aaron Spelling himself does not have a trace of a New York accent.
He had a Texas accent, I think.
And you would call and say, this is Aaron Spelling, and it would get you through any door, any show business door. At one point, and probably not as much as it was 10 years ago, that man's name was show business power.
And, hey, how about Rush Limbaugh? Speaking of softies,
yep.
How about Rush Limbaugh coming through and being stopped and being caught with Viagra that his doctor gave?
You know, he had the whole painkiller deal, and we were always hearing him talk about the baby blues. We had no idea the baby blues he was really talking about.
Uh-huh. Need baby blues to sustain turgidity?
So all of this is happening while we're on vacation.
Yep. Yes, very
busy. I'm dying because everything good is happening while we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Rush Limbaugh thing. I'm wondering about... Why doesn't he just have the stuff made out, the prescription made out to him? It's not illegal.
Right.
Turns out he was embarrassed, so he had it prescribed to his doctor.
What an idiot.
Hello, dumbass. They're going to go through your bags because you're Rush Limbaugh, and you've had thousands of these pills. They, you know, what's more embarrassing?
And doesn't this fall into the same category of what they got him in trouble for in the beginning? I mean, yes. Wasn't he busted for this whole illegal prescription kind of stuff?
That's their shopping from doctor to doctor to get
so,
prescription.
I mean, I know when they made that great settlement where he declared victory,
right.
Isn't this the type of thing that he wasn't supposed to do anymore? That's the way I understood it.
Folks, I'm going to be honest with you about something here. This incident has taught me... I had a golf trip planned for Spain in August, and I have canceled it.
Good.
I am not going to involve myself with United States Customs for the next year and a half until this so-called probationary period evaporates. I'll tell you, the election cycles of 06 and 08, especially 08, I think it's going to be one of the most vicious and filthy of our lifetime. And I know I'm going to offend some of you customs people out there with what I'm going to say next.
Oh, man.
I know
what are you going to say?
He's playing with fire
in
here.
In fact, this was the first one I've ever encountered like this. But it takes one time, and I've got red flags up, and I'm not going to put myself in a position of being framed. Most places, they come on the airplane and do you. They process you there, and they stamp your passport.
Can you stop it right there? Is there a possibility?
And sometimes they'll search the airplane. Sometimes take the seats out, you know, depending on where you're coming from.
That'll pause it.
Is he talking about, like, his plane? Is that because, I mean, if they're coming on the airplane, it's not like a commercial flight.
It's a private flight.
Most places when I'm flying on my jet.
And what he's saying, in essence, is, well, now I've learned my lesson. Until I'm done with this probation, I'm just not going to screw with the people at the airport anymore.
And he's putting down customs. I mean, you don't mess with that group. You don't mess with those people.
I've been dying for 2 weeks to say this. Why did you talk about why you got such a soft thing?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you talk about that?
You don't feel sad that he's not going to golf in Spain?
I canceled my golf trip to Spain. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to golf when I am... fully there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't watch them do that. You're supposed to keep your distance. You can't leave the airplane, but you can't watch them do that. And with all this obvious partisanship that's out there, I'm just not going to make it easy for people to frame me or whatever.
Oh,
so
my God.
That trip to Spain.
It's politics, Mike.
He is now taking a routine.
Not the fact that he had Viagra.
No,
you know, he should just come out and say, hey, I had Viagra. And I thought that the account that I had read was that he had said something along those lines, like, hey, I had Viagra. I was a little embarrassed about it.
This guy, he should not be allowed to do that. He is now taking this. He's making this political.
Yeah.
So he's saying that because of the current politics, you mean the political party that's in power right now is his political party.
He says this is about the election, the upcoming presidential election.
God.
And he says the ugliness starts here with his Viagra bust.
This dude is in serious denial.
You effing idiot.
Thank you, Phil.
That's saying it. Ladies and gentlemen, they made me keep my distance on the plane, my little blue pills, my Viagra.
You effing C-word.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, I have canceled my golf trip to Spain on my private jet because customs, they're just riddled with Democrats.
Shut the F up.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
All right, so much good stuff happened.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Star Jones. Now, I'm watching this while this is happening.
Right.
There had been rumors that Star Jones was going to be fired, but really nobody knew that she was going to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the story was that she was going to announce it like on a Friday.
Well, and she was really, it was a combination of being fired and she'd made so much noise about Rosie O'Donnell that she didn't want to be there. Or was right. It was hard to kind of decipher that.
Mike, as somebody who watches The View, I'll tell you what I think and what your average housewife thinks.
Yes, please share that with me.
I started to dislike Star Jones when she started to get skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she talked about getting married. And then when she talked about having her boobies lifted. I just couldn't relate to her anymore.
And was it also when she was getting, like, the world to pay for her own wedding?
Yeah.
She's using her position on The View to do that.
What is so great is, and this is great on a lot of levels, and it's just too bad we weren't here to play you the tape of this happening.
Super Asian hottie replacement for her the other day.
They announce, or they don't announce, but they have a meeting behind the scenes where they say, hey, listen, you know, your ass is out of here, and you can say something on Friday. We're going to let you say something on Friday, and we'll be gracious. So you're going to move on to other opportunities.
Right.
Well, it's a live show. So she gets on like on a Wednesday, and she says right at the beginning, hey, it's Natalie. Barbara, I want to say something. You know, I've decided to leave. And it's like, and Barbara Walters stood up and said, well, it's on the quad, this fantastic move that you're making. And made the studio audience stand up and applaud.
So she told them she was going to talk about it on Friday, and then went on Wednesday and said it.
Now, the rest of the show goes on, and I'm dying until the next day, because the next day comes on, and what you've got is Barbara Walters, who is, and you, if you've heard this before from other people, too bad, but I've been dying to say this. You see the real Barbara Walters.
Okay.
She comes out, she says, I'm not even going to do the bad impression. She starts the show, it's her, it's Behar, and Hasselbeck.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really a depleted team. It's
right.
Just these three hags. And she's sitting there, she says, as you can tell, there's only three of us out here today. Well, we wanted to keep things quiet for Star, because we love her and respect her, but the truth is that back in April, ABC announced, they told her, we didn't announce it, but in April we told her that we were not going to be renewing her contract. And this was because we had done research that indicated that the audience really didn't like the way Star's life and Star's role on the show was going, so this was something that was going to happen.
Whoa!
Eventually.
Yeah. So that's complete. And, I mean, I'm new to this, too, because I didn't see it. So Barbara Walters is, in effect, completely throwing her under the bus.
Yes, and listen to this. And then Barbara Walters says, and then because Stark did not honor our request and blindsided us with this yesterday, as you can obviously see, she will not be back.
Whoa!
So it was like,
man,
oh, my God, she's gone. Like, they fired her fat ass. She's out of
that. And at that level, you know, really at the Katie Couric, Meredith Vieira level of television, you don't see that happen very often.
No.
So obviously Star decided to force the hand a little bit, and she got bitten.
And I just don't know why it always happens when we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Why the good stuff happens when we're on goddamn vacation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't see the Larry King Regis Philbin Love Fest either, which happened right in the middle of that also. I didn't know that Regis was getting his ass kissed by Larry. Now, it was Larry on it was Regis on Larry's show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Did you find tape of that?
Who was
no.
on whom?
No, I did not have
Well, I saw it. We can recreate it. You know what it was.
I love you, my friend. Yeah. You're from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn.
You sure? You're not the hottest show. The talent show. Who's got talent?
It's wonderful. You know, I really think they needed somebody to give it an extra zip. Zing, fantastic, hot people, Hasselhoff. I love you, Larry.
Yeah, and him too, and Hasselhoff too.
Oh, yeah.
That he's over in Krautland, and he's making an appearance over there at Aryan Nation or whatever he's doing.
It was Great Britain.
In Great Britain. Britain. Well, same thing, Europe.
They got skinheads over there too.
And yeah. And he like he a chandelier hits him when he's shaving.
Yeah.
And he cuts an artery,
Jesus,
in his neck, and now the theory is now that when he goes back on the fake talent show now,
yeah,
he'll be like Paula Abdul because he'll be all hepped up on goofballs.
God,
because he almost offed himself.
You know, I have been out of touch. I haven't watched a lot of television on the break, and I'm very curious as to your prediction about the future of that show, America's Got Talent. I mean, I haven't heard anything about it. Did they cancel it or what?
No, last week it was number one in the ratings.
Oh, no.
However, let me just say, you got to consider that 12 million people was the audience that it garnered.
As opposed to 40 million when American Idol was on.
They watched like CSI or, and
right,
stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, it's doing okay now.
Yeah.
I still, what did I say, 5 weeks? I don't think
it
lasts.
Yeah, you said 5 weeks.
I don't think it lasts the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So all this stuff happens while we're gone. I'm dying to talk to you guys about this, but you know, I figured, what the hell, what am I going to do? Call up Mike and say, hey, Mike, Star Jones just got fired.
You know, I mean, what are you, high?
Yeah. I'm not going to call Rob and say, hey, Rob, how about that wrestling ball Viagra?
Mm-hmm.
Wowsy woozy.
Well, to give you an idea where I was, I received one channel
over rabbit ears, and that channel was, I had picture but no sound, and that was the ABC affiliate in Bangor, Maine, and I didn't have any ability to hear any sound, and I was trying, because at a certain point, you know, when you're confined with your own family, you want to see something. You just,
there you go.
The version.
Oh, my little cable.
Oh, and also, I have to say this to you. This would be the headline from my holiday. The 7-year streak of perfect driving has been broken.
Oh no!
But I want to tell you what a ball buster of a cop I had.
Really?
I got to be careful because I'm a fan of the man in blue.
Sure. It's all political. This is an election year.
That's right.
I'm up at the Eastern Shore, and I'm going from Ocean City through Fenwick Island and
right.
Bethany, and basically the speed limit goes from 55 to 35 to 55 mm-hmm. to 35. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody that drives on this part of Route 1 going from Maryland to Delaware, you know where the cops sit, especially if you're by Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Right.
Right by the McDonald's, they sit right in the middle of the goddamn road.
So, you know, waiting, and they're pretty obvious.
They're not hiding. Speed limit is 35. I go driving by the guy. I'm doing 40.
Mm-hmm.
I drive by him. I don't think anything about it. I think 40. I got my cruise control at 40.
Right.
I get past the McDonald's. And I notice that he's turned around now, and he's definitely coming after me.
Oh, boy.
I'm in the right-hand lane.
Now, does he do the thing where he turns around and he's got the lights on immediately,
no,
or is he shadowing you?
No, he shadows. So he shadows.
That move.
Yeah. So he shadows, and I've still got the cruise control going, and I'm in the right-hand lane. It's a four-lane highway, and I'm in the right-hand lane, and I see him getting making time, catching up to me. And there's a car directly in front of me, so I move into the left-hand lane. That's when he turns the lights on. So he pulls me over to the side, and he writes me up for doing 40 in a 35.
Wow.
And an improper lane change.
You.
Now, I said to him, hold on a second, because, you know, you got to be careful, because most cops really aren't jerks. They're not all cowboys right. and stuff. And this guy didn't appear to be a jerk, appeared to be a nice enough guy. I said, I know, and I know why I got screwed, because I threw out the Q word, the quota. I said, I know you got a quota.
Oh man.
Yeah, see, that's hard.
See, you're done then.
So right away, I said, you're done then. Because I said, I live down here. I said, I'm not stupid. Everybody knows you guys. I said, I saw you a mile away. You got big yellows. I see a guy standing in the middle of the road. He said, yes, but you went by at 40. I said, don't you cut any slack at all? He said, yes, but then you move from the right lane to the left lane without your turn signal.
Oh, man.
I said, that's because I saw you coming right up behind me.
I was watching you.
Yes. And I thought I had him, and then I said, hey, listen, you know, whatever, I don't mean
now,
to
Now, see, one of
jerk.
The guys, the one thing I remember from our broadcast down there when we've done broadcasts, is he 11? Like all the other cops are down
there?
No,
no, he's not one of the part-timers in Ocean City.
God, they have the youngest police force. I mean, they have guys down there, they have children that are carrying guns.
On bikes.
It's scary.
Senior credit, yeah.
And maybe you mentioned that. The funniest single thing that I saw on vacation was a guy on a moped being chased by a cop on a bicycle on Coastal Highway in Ocean City, Maryland. And if that's not...
Is he wearing a Charlie Chaplin hat?
That's a goddamn funny. Just some big, fat, like Simpsons comic book guy who was on a moped.
Right.
And behind him was a cop.
But this guy that stopped you was a legitimate...
He was a Delaware state trooper.
Oh, a state trooper.
Delaware state trooper.
And you said quota to a state trooper?
Yes, I did.
You know you were dominated. Did you say quota when he came back with the real ticket or
no.
before he wrote you up?
He came up to the car and he said, license and registration. And I said, what did I do? And he said, you were speeding. And I said, I drive this way all the time, meaning this road.
Right.
He said, I saw you there. I said, I was going 40. And he said, yeah, and then there's the lane change. I said, but I saw you. I said, listen, I know you guys got a quota.
Oh,
I said, but you're going to... You're
toast as soon as you say that.
Yeah.
I said, I know you got a quota. You'll hit a guy who's doing like 45 or... He said, you just remain in the car.
It's almost as bad as if you said, hey, I know you guys got a quota.
I'll be right back.
I understand you guys don't get any vacation time. But listen, on your way to get your next dozen donuts, do you think you'll... I mean, just throw them all out there at once.
So then it's, you know, it's the deal where, you know, You know they're just screwing with you because he's got me sitting there for, I don't know, what seems like a half an hour.
I know you got a quota, pig.
Before he goes back into the car and, you know, says, hey, here you go, 40 and a 35.
Next thing you know, you're going to search the whole car, for God's sake, you know?
I smell bacon.
Come on. Rob,
pig.
Things we wish we could say.
Nope, so you know, and why is it you always do this? At the end, because you're in such an ass-kissy, terrified mood, you say thank you.
Yep, you say now, thank you.
Now, you know what I really wanted to do? If I was half a man, I would have punched this guy in the face and said, you could get any of these kids driving these goddamn Fast and Furious Suzukis, you know, with neon lights going 80 goddamn miles an hour. I'm driving an old man Cadillac. I have got my cruise control at 39.
You've seen the Cops episodes, right, where they'll get that person who's doing the same thing you are with a relatively minor traffic offense, and it's just that one more thing that needs to go wrong, and it happens to be at that moment, and they literally go mental. I saw that the cops were, I think it was a lady who was not drunk, she was not inebriated, she was, but she snapped, and she went out of her mind. I can't believe you're giving me a ticket.
No, I was I was almost like Charlie's mom.
I can't believe it. Thanks for pulling me over, fat ass.
So, Charlie, you sound good.
So thank you.
So the streak is over. Streak is over. And I said to the guy, I said, I haven't had a ticket in 7 years.
Do you think it was the mumps that caused you speed?
Oh, no. I got the mumps. Well, the mumps showed up afterwards.
Mumps are scary.
Yeah. No, mumps are not scary.
Mumps can get into the bees.
Yes, they can, Mike.
They can make Mike sterile.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, that was part of the whole thing. They can get into the testicles, but...
adult mumps are... Mumps in kids, much, much less of a problem than mumps in adults.
You can only get it through saliva contact. That's the main way. So as long as you're not licking...
Like usually...
Looking me down there,
you know.
I think I'll be. I think
now
you'll be
hold
okay.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought that mumps was a virus. That
mumps
you
is
get.
Mumps is a virus.
Can it get in the bloodstream and go down into like yes, once yes, you yes, get
it,
the mumps?
Yes, it can. But if it's caught at an early, if it's caught early, as it was with me, and I got it from my granddaughter,
right?
It just made my glands swell up.
Wow.
It made me.
So they were able to treat it early and get rid of it real quick.
Yes, and I don't have it. I don't have it in my balls.
Okay.
I don't have mumps.
So that is true. What I've heard about that they have to worry about whether it gets down into your balls.
Well, the doctor, he always does that though. But no matter what I go
in
for.
That's how he says hello. I had our mutual friend. I got the full ride.
Oh, Dr. P gave you a little of that
on the vacation.
Yeah,
I'm stammering now about this. I haven't had like a real one of those.
He likes talking to you a lot when he does that, doesn't he?
It was. I hate it.
I hate it.
He's not fun.
I hate
the front, and then I hate the back.
Doesn't he like talking though? And he makes me feel at ease because he always says. This is not something he enjoys doing.
He didn't say anything like that to me. I just presented and did everything I was supposed to do.
No, I'll tell you about the mumps, which did not go down to my balls.
But it was scary, right? Was it scary for a moment when you heard you got that?
No.
How sick were you?
I was pretty sick.
Really? Like fever and stuff like that?
For a couple of days, I was pretty sick. Yeah, but my balls are fine.
Well, that's good.
My balls are fine.
Congratulations.
And I was going to say...
If you'd ignored that, they'd probably fall off. I mean, that's...
and bounce a mile high.
Like I just always heard mumps. So, to the first segment, I was planning on doing that for the rest of the show.
I know everybody wants to, but I'm worried about you getting mump balls.
Thank you. I think contact is
mumps
not,
in your balls.
It's not how you get it. You don't get it by the saliva getting on the exterior of them.
God, I hope not, because I got it from my granddaughter. She doesn't have balls.
Wow.
All right.
Well, you look fit as a fiddle. You look like you're no worse for wear after having the mumps. Yeah, and isn't mumps the thing where you always see the people with the... With a kerchief wrapped around their head and it's kind of supporting their cheeks.
My girlfriend took a picture of me where I looked very much like Jerry Lewis.
Really?
Because he had the big fat jacket. Because my glands
right.
are
swollen
so,
glands.
So big and swollen and got the big chipmunk cheeks.
How long have you had mumps, Rob?
I've had mumps now for 10 years.
His whole life.
I had mumps in 7th grade, and what I remember is the pain in the back of the jaw. It's like you've eaten something really sour, but it never goes away, and it hurts. It hurts bad.
Never had them.
I had mumps when I was, I think, in middle school because I had a gym teacher that was just constantly licking me down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never reported it either.
Mr. Mumps. Coach Mumps.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I just moved into a new studio, too, over the weekend.
Studio apartment?
Yes, you're right. Very good.
Hey, there you go, Mike.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I also want to say that didn't David Letterman have the mumps and it gave him the shingles?
Yeah.
Yes. Lucky you didn't get that.
Green butter.
Really?
I think so.
That's
yeah.
scary. Shingles bad.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Shingles bad.
Shingles. Dave, you had the shingles.
Nerve endings make you sore.
How can you not marry Dave?
You take antibiotics.
We're talking with a guy on the phone. Hello?
Did I just turn another line on? I think so.
Hello, Donald Mike Show.
Hey, boys, how are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you. What's up?
I just wanted to tell Don, Great Falls, Maryland, I got pulled over by a horse.
Were you in your car?
Yes, I was.
Oh, that's the best.
That was the good old days with drinking ages 18, and they were like, you just go home. I was like, okay.
Oh, so he gave you a warning, but how did he just catch you with the horse?
Siren on it?
Yeah, how did he get
you? I was apparently speeding through the parking lot, which I won't deny, and he just pulled in front of me with his horse. I'm like, oh.
Wow, that's off of the path.
That's cool. Right.
What do you do now?
All right, we got a break. Thank you for the call.
Bye,
see you later. Be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
And as I got there, squad cars were pulling up and emergency cars and fire engines. Walked halfway down the block and I was right by it, standing, looking at the fire. It was in a lot of flames, a lot of smoke. Obviously, a building had gone down. It didn't touch the two buildings adjacent. And then the rest all was the New York City emergency crews reacting. We all didn't know what happened. And I ran into a guy who said he lives next door.
Hi.
There's a school down the block.
Door.
Thank God that wasn't harmed. And children weren't walking because they're out of school now. And he said he was worried because the building that's demolished had a parking garage underneath. And he thought people might be trapped.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Eyewitness.
Oh, ho.
There you go. Hold on. And?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Here's Don and Mike to talk for you.
Yeah, give me a second to get these levels down.
Yes.
Some of them are loud, some of them are soft.
It will take a little bit of doing.
Buzz.
Some are on the left.
There you go, there you go.
Right.
Buzz is set, microphone is set. Okay, we're on the air, we're here, we're queer.
I was going to my doctor to get my shoulder blades separated, and suddenly...
of all the people.
The building collapsed, and I was an eyewitness.
This is Larry King.
Larry.
I've never been this close to breaking news in my life.
Larry from the corner.
Let me just say this. Anderson, it's great to be on a show where someone's actually watching. And I want to say, I understand where that man was coming from. That man, Anderson, the way I understood it. It was a divorce.
A divorce.
You ever been divorced?
Very, very scary. He wanted to tear his building down rather than give it to his ex-wife.
There's a part of me that says, go for it. What say you, Anderson?
I was standing there, Anderson, on the sidewalk as I watched the flames, and suddenly I felt the urge, after being married 14 times myself, to say, burn, baby, burn.
And I had an egg cream.
You'll get rubble. You'll get rubble and like it.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I was wondering if I could talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello there.
Oh, hi, Don and Mike. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I just want to let you guys know that your new sound format that that the listeners can hear, but you guys can't. I'm not sure what you call it.
The new what? The echo? The reverb?
The sound format.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know that there is another radio program that uses that format. You may not like it.
Now, are you going to say Jack Diamond?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just tell all of you guys, and Johnny, hey, come here. John, can you hear me? Or what do I got to do?
I think you can hear
me. Right here. Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
Hi, there's Johnny in the other room.
Hi, John.
Hello.
How many ass emails have we gotten from listeners to the show to our website?
In an hour and 46 minutes, I guess, about 100.
About 100.
Wow. All negative about the reverb?
Every last one of them.
Hey, you know what, all of you? Kiss my big white ass. Kiss it. Kiss the bad part. And if you don't like it, change the goddamn station.
Wow.
We don't need you. We don't need you. This is the way that we want to do the show. And what we are going for here is something that is called the wall of sound.
Absolutely.
Something that makes our show identifiable.
Distinctive.
And makes it stand out mm-hmm. from other shows on the radio.
Sure.
If you are hearing this show and you don't like the reverb, kiss my ass, go to hell, get ball cancer, call in and win your copy of Entourage on DVD.
Amen.
Otherwise, go straight to hell.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to be compared to the format of Jack Diamond. But
listen, dumbass. Hold on. Stupid. You're not talking about... Do you think that this local guy, Jack Diamond, do you think he invented having echo on a microphone?
He's old school. He comes from the same era where a lot of radio stations had that, and it's I've always enjoyed it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a little different.
We've always liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I've always liked it. You're the only the second program I've heard that used it.
Oh, great.
It.
Great. Whatever.
Kiss
my ass. Go to hell. You know, why the hell did I even come back from vacation to talk to jerk-offs like you? Really? Why did I come back to talk to such a stupid audience? Really, I swear to God, you dumbass.
Are you guys thinking I don't like it?
Well, no, it's just the whole Jack Diamond thing. The guy, I'd hate you to think that you were ripping him off. Please go to hell. It's echo. If you don't like it, turn the station off.
Echo.
If you do like it, just shut up.
I think it sounds cool. I just keep waiting for Chili Amari to come on and do traffic.
See, it's just the people that are occupying themselves with this are the people that want to occupy themselves.
F you.
There's really nothing much to occupy their lives.
How you like that? F you.
No, I don't mean to compare you guys to Jack Diamond. You guys are awesome.
Can we turn it up now? Can we turn the reverb up?
No,
hey, come on. No. Now, you know what? Really, that's the first time I've almost hit you. Really, it is. Hold on.
We're still here. John.
We haven't even said hello to Joe this
season. No, we haven't.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
How you doing back there?
Answering calls.
How's it going?
Good answer.
Not bad.
Okay. People glad to have us back?
Yes, they are.
That was kind of an interesting.
Yes,
I'm not sure what punctuation mark went at the end of that sentence.
What are they saying, Joe?
Most of them are playing along, but I'm getting some feedback on the reverb as well.
Okay, well, you have my permission to tell all of that. Anybody calls about the reverb, the word starts with F and ends with K.
Well, I've just been dropping them off nicely.
No, don't be nice.
That ends here.
Okay.
Don't be nice. Yeah, being nice stops today.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay? Bye-bye. See you later.
Good day.
Bye, fat ass. And let's see. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. No criticisms, please.
No, none.
That's also the new motto.
Uh-huh.
No
criticism.
NCA. No criticism allowed.
Where's my prize?
What?
I had ball cancer. Where's my prize?
You had it?
Where's your ball?
There's one removed.
You'll have to bring that. You'll have to produce that to get your prize.
To see that. Well, it was like 10 years ago.
Well, you should have saved it. You would have got the Entourage prize back.
bring it in and we'll give you the Dream On prize back. That's a show that was on HBO 10 years ago.
Enjoy. I hated that show.
Yeah.
God, I hated Dream On.
It was lame. But you know why you watched it?
Why?
The same reason I did.
Breasts.
Because it was the only show that at the time on basic cable had boobs.
Yeah, it did. And lots of them.
Big, nice boobs.
Magnificent
big
ones.
Big boobs. Okay. Listen, the vacation.
Yes.
I got so much stuff to tell you. We're doing okay time-wise. Okay.
Yeah. Ben.
Brian Ben.
Charlie liked
it. God damn. Rob, you got a memory.
All right, the vacation. I'm going to go through this in chronological order.
We covered mumps, and that was the top of my hit parade. I was curious about that.
But that comes back later. See, I get mumps, and it doesn't show up for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we went on vacation a day early because my daughter was coming out with the grandkids, and she's got her own medical issues, and our time was limited. So we only had like 4 or 5 days together, and they all came out and stayed at the house. Had a great time, and it was right when we were getting our monsoon rains, and the power was going off.
I was out of town for that, and my girlfriend was back here. I guess it was
What are they calling it? Because it seems like every year they have a new term for it. Was it the 300-year rain?
That's what it is now. It
started out as a 100-year rain. Now it's a 300-year rain.
We got the 300-year flood. That's what happened here.
All I know is that things with the grandkids, and with my daughter and with her husband, could not be more splendid. I could tell you 1,000 happy, joyful, really uplifting stories that really, I think, to quote Jack Diamond, would be like something that he would do.
Thank you.
But...
Yeah, sure. The youngest made a little toy boat and floated around in the basement. It was touching, yeah.
The highlight was that you're talking about the basement would be, I guess, I don't know, it was a Monday. The Monday morning, wake up, and it's my grandson, Ethan, who has come in from his bedroom, and he comes into my room, and he goes, Grandpa, Grandpa. And I said, yes, good morning, Ethan. It's 5:15. Mm-hmm. He's fully dressed. He's got his little Dennis the Menace outfit on.
This is 5:15 in the morning.
Yep. He's 4 years old. He's dressed. Right. He says, Grandpa, I'm trying to make waffles, and the waffle maker doesn't work.
Oh,
I said, Ethan, you shouldn't be making waffles without me or Mommy or Daddy down there. Okay, I'll come down and I'll check, right? Now, it's 5:15, and the sun is coming up.
Yeah.
I don't even think. I grab my robe. I go downstairs with him. I'm holding his hand. We walk downstairs. I open the door, let the dogs go outside, and I realize that no lights are working. Oh. And then I see the alarm is flashing. And I say to Ethan, I say, well, we can't make waffles because, you know, Grandpa has no power. What does that mean? Well, that means we have no electricity. Okay, can I watch TV? No. No, we can't watch TV. Can I have a hot dog? I said, yes, I can make you a hot dog because I can use propane.
Grill the hot dog.
And I can make you a hot dog.
Right.
So I it's like 5:45 in the morning.
5:45, you're outside of your gas grill.
I grill him a hot dog.
I like that picture right there.
I bring it inside.
Grandpa had his first cup of coffee yet before he's been out there?
Coffee machine, Mike, unfortunately, also works on electricity.
You can't grill a cup of coffee.
So I was standing out there, and I grill him his hot dog. And I give him his hot dog, and he says, I like it cut up. And I said, all right, buddy, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cutting up the hot dog. And he says, thanks, Grandpa. And I said, you're very welcome, Ethan. He said, can I go outside with this? And I said, sure, if you're a good boy, you can go sit down on the front porch. He went out on the front porch, and just like this, in one motion, sat down, had his little paper plate, and went, whee! I just threw all of the hot dog, all the little chopped hot dog into the air, and the dog started eating the hot dogs.
So he didn't really want a hot dog.
No, he told me that. I said, Ethan, now why did you do that? He said, because...
I just picture when a kid's that age, he puts his hands on his hips and he just looks at you. Suddenly the adult voice comes out, just to piss you off.
He said, and he had a real cute look on his face, like, you didn't want to hurt my feelings. He said, because you made it with lines on it.
Oh, yeah, because it was grilled.
Yeah,
because it was a grill.
He didn't want to eat it. He wasn't hungry for the grilled charred.
It was
right.
Grilled. So then I said,
skillfully, masterfully grilled.
I said, okay, how about if we go inside and we get some water, and we boil some water, and we'll put a hot dog in there, and we'll do it that way. That's probably the way Mommy does it, right? No, Mommy does it in the microwave.
Yes.
I say, well, Ethan, I tell you what, how about we'll put it in the microwave? I figure how smart can this kid be? He's four, right?
Right.
We'll put it in the microwave. We'll give it about if it's a cold hot dog. I figure what the hell is it? He's not going to know the difference. I put it in the microwave. I sit him down at the table. I get him some chocolate milk. I go, oh, it's been a minute. I go over and I cut the thing up.
Uh-huh.
He takes one bite and he goes,
yeah.
He says, Grandpa, your microwave is broken.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, Ethan, we don't have any power. And then this was the beginning of the only, and bad is not the right word.
Did at any time you inform him that at that hour of the morning, perhaps cereal might be a more appropriate dish?
I offered it, Mike.
No, not a chance.
Can I tell you? I offered Goldfish. I offered Chips Ahoy. I offered Nutty Buddy. I offered Captain Crunch. I offered yogurt. These things of yogurt that come in these big squeezy things.
Right. Tubes.
Juice boxes.
Not having any, huh?
No, not. I end up, by the time everybody gets up, and I tell everybody the good news that we have no power, right, and the temperature is going to be 98 degrees, my daughter says, you know what? The kids have always wanted to go to the zoo. And because, you know, I got to be a good grandpa.
Right. 98, huh?
I said, okay, who wants to go to the zoo?
And well, the good thing about our zoo here in Washington, D.C. is that on a 98-degree day, at least it's nice and level.
Oh!
Our zoo is like mountain climbing.
Yeah. I mean, I was... I mean, as soon as we stepped out of the car, it was like the oppressive humidity.
Yep.
And the three kids running around, and of course, what did they want to do the most? They wanted to go in, like, the reptile house.
Yeah.
But, or in the monkey house. Anything
the great ape house.
Anything that's not outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's got the smell of animals.
Sure.
And the smell, and they wanted to touch the animals. And they got the goddamn things at the zoo where you put the quarter in and you get like bird feed and you throw bird feed.
Now, have they made improvements to the zoo or is it the same old zoo that we have here?
No.
I mean, is it the same basic place?
I'd like to say that it's nice. It is, as far as zoos go.
They like fired the old director and hired a new one or something.
It's wonderful. I don't know. The only zoo that I go to.
Morning zoo, baby.
Morning zoo.
Woo!
I guess my point in all of this was that it was a very long day, and we were all very tired and very hot. And we were going to go home, and we had already called the neighbor, and there still was no electricity at home. And we were going to go home into a house that was about 100 degrees, and a couple of dogs had been outside all day. And as we are leaving the zoo, Ethan, again, my wonderful grandson, said, Grandpa, you promised we could see the panda. Now, this is just a lesson for anybody out there.
Right.
You know, I'm really not that good at being a grandpa yet. I'm just figuring it out. I must have promised this kid 1,000 things. It was like the first night he was like, "Hey Grandpa, can we throw a ball?" Yes. "Hey Grandpa, will you teach me how to play Madden?"
Right.
Yes.
Right.
"Hey Grandpa, can we play cards?" Yes. "Hey Grandpa, can we go to the zoo?" Yes. "Hey Grandpa, can I see the panda?" Yes. "Hey Grandpa, can I drive your car?" Yes. "Hey Grandpa, can I get laid?" Yes. I mean, whatever he's saying, I'm just saying.
"Hey Grandpa, can you cook me a raw hot dog?"
Yes, yes.
"Hey Grandpa, can you trick me?"
He has a meltdown. We are leaving the zoo.
Full-fledged tantrum?
He's leaving the zoo. Now, these kids, like myself, and my daughter and my son-in-law, we are drenched.
Yeah.
And there's the 5-year-old, the 4-year-old, and the 2-year-old. And we got the stroller, and as we're making our way out, you know, the front gate right on Connecticut Avenue.
Yep.
And we are all just holding, like, everybody hold hands across the street. And I'm thinking,
did you metro it down there, or do you drive?
No, we metroed. And I'm thinking to myself, I've really done well today. Freya would be so proud of me. I've had a great time, but also I've had a lot of patience that I normally don't have.
Right.
At that point, Ethan stopped and said, in a very Damien-like voice, said, "Grandpa!" And everybody stops, right? And it's like, and I'm wearing the T-shirt, incidentally, that they got me that says, "Property of my grandkids." So I'm like one of those dicks. I mean, you know, because I'm proud of the fact that they love me enough that they got me the shirt.
Of course. Okay, Wilfred Brimley.
So he says,
I just don't picture you in this role. Property of my grandkids.
I will wear the T-shirt in tomorrow.
Please do.
I mean, I can't listen. Well, there's so many great things about my family that happened on this vacation.
Right.
I don't want to be all schmaltzy with you, but
you were right at the Damien moment.
And he says, "Grandpa!" I turn around and go, "What?" And everybody's turning and looking, and he says, "You said that we could see the panda. We didn't see the panda."
Oh, somebody's like screaming.
Yes, and doing it. "And you promised, you promised." Now, meanwhile, at this point, you've got my daughter who's going over and is saying, like, you know, "You don't stop. I'm going to count to three. You know, one, two." Now, by the time she gets to two, he chills out.
Love
right?
Counting. Counting's always worked for me.
He chills out. And I go over by him, and I go, "Ethan, I'm sorry about that, bud. The next time." And he says, underneath his breath, he says, "You promised me. You promised me.
Oh, dear.
I want to see the panda.
You promised me.
And then this is the transformation.
Grandpa, the next time you're up on a stepladder, I'm going to ride my tricycle.
It happens like this. We're standing in front, and he's very afraid of his mom, who's already yelled at him, right, my daughter. And he's holding my hand, and he's holding her hand on the other side. We're waiting across Connecticut Avenue. And he says, you promised me. I said, Ethan, I'm sorry. I said, we'll have a great time. And now he's 4 years old, right? 4 years old. Says,
I will never forgive you.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I said to Amy, I said, do you hear that? And she said, yeah, across Connecticut Avenue. And he says, you promised me. I said, Ethan, I'm sorry. I said, we'll have a great time. And now he's 4 years old, right? 4 years old. Says,
I will never forgive you.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I said to Amy, I said, do you hear that? And she said, yeah.
He's funny, isn't it?
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, he was just overtired. He fell asleep on the subway.
I will never forgive you.
Going back home.
I will never forgive you. That's pretty sophisticated for a four-year-old.
I will never forgive you.
Wow. So, but, you know, the panda would have done you in, I'm afraid.
But it was a wonderful time with the
widow. Why does everybody want to see the panda?
Who cares? Yeah, I mean, really.
I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about why, what is it about the panda?
Oh, they're rare. They were endangered.
Okay.
I guess they still are.
You know what that would be to me? One of three things.
Yeah.
Food,
uh-huh.
A coat,
right.
Or a rug.
Lovely coat.
Oh, great rug.
And not to mention, the head would fit quite nicely on a wall.
I keep forgetting that you're a man of yeah. Very yes. Special requirements, Mike.
Absolutely.
Mike does like his mounted animal.
Yes, he does.
I'm not kidding about that.
Back to him.
I'm not kidding. What is it you have now? What is it you have
a
now?
A rhino.
Rhinoceros.
And what is the one you're thinking about getting?
It's like a, I think a buffalo, or it's, I don't know if it's a moose. It's like a, well, there are a bunch of them. I think there's a boar.
Do you have a human head?
No. Working on it, though.
On Christmas.
I bought my daughter a head, a chimpanzee head, for her birthday.
A real one?
It's an animatronic one where you can make it talk. And so it's like, now from the special effects that were used in the movies, you can now have it for your own toy. It's that type of thing.
Audio animatronic.
You know, my girlfriend told me that her brother spent something like $400 to buy an actual shrunken head.
Really? Like a real human shrunken head?
It's got it in a jar.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
Only $400?
I guess so.
My great-grandfather had a skull.
I bet.
He did.
I bet he did.
Really? Is it by your Hindenburg?
hey, that's history right
the
there.
The Spiewak collectors.
let me add this part by telling you this nice part with my daughter and with everybody else there. That at one point, now they've been around 4 or 5 days, and really things are great, and we had a wonderful belated Father's Day, and at one point, my son-in-law was sitting on the front porch, smoking his Marlboro Reds, and I was at the kitchen table with the kids.
Is his name Hardinger?
he's in crayons, and I hear from upstairs, my daughter's upstairs doing laundry, and I hear, Daddy! And I just yelled back, instinctively, I yelled back, he's outside smoking. And I go back to the kids, and we go back to what we're drawing. And I hear again, Daddy. Again, go into the foyer. I go, she's up on the next level. I go, hello. I said he's outside smoking. She leaned up. She said, I'm talking to you. And I was like, oh, that was a moment for me.
Oh, very good.
That
yes,
was a moment.
That was neat.
She called me Daddy.
That's cool.
You know, so that was very nice. It was very. Very hard for them to all get on the airplane. There was big tears when they left.
Oh,
and,
that's nice.
And
that's nice that you. I mean, it's nice that you made a lot of effort to get to that spot.
Oh, and, it's fantastic. It's good. They got on the plane, and I said to Ethan, are we okay with the panda? He's like, yeah, we're okay with the panda. And my other granddaughter,
they can
Addie,
get you. You remember that with your son? I mean, the kids can get you like that. I mean, they can make you have the guilt for life.
Addie, who is. Five is smart as a whip, and then Carly is my favorite. She's two. She's the most impressionable. She's really got the least amount of reason to hate me. She's known me the least amount of time.
And luckily, there was a panda seated in first class.
And
the happy ending is happy endings. There was the panda.
On the plane.
An actual bear, a panda bear, in first class.
And while I was spending time with them, I was especially loving up on Carly. Carly Rose, my littlest granddaughter, 2 years old.
So the ages are 2, 4...
And 5.
And 5.
And
that's a handful on an airplane.
The littlest one is really just, you know, it's like grandpa, 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 mm-hmm. grandpa love, grandpa kiss, grandpa love, grandpa kiss. So this is great. So now let's fast forward to, let me see, I guess last Thursday. I get up and I notice that I have my entire face is big and bloated. And I go to talk, and to talk, it hurts my jaw. And I have an awful earache.
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
I wonder how Tony's doing right now.
Hi. It's my first. That's my first real act of cowardice in the new studio.
Oh, come on. He's not here. You can do that.
Exactly. Right? Did you hear what I just said? That was my first act of real cowardice.
Well, go ahead. Do it then. I go to the doctor. They say, I'm running a...
Hi, John.
I'm running a low-grade fever, you know, and I'm all just puffed up, and it hurts when I swallow. I think I had the flu. And the guy sits me down about 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes later, they come back. He says, well, wait for the blood test, but I would say, you've got the mumps. I said, how the hell would I get the mumps? And as it turns out, the two-year-old granddaughter... has had some medical problems of her own, mm-hmm. and she was preemie, and she was, we're lucky she's alive. Anyway, she missed an immunization, mm-hmm. so she caught mumps, and right. because she was loving me up so much,
mm-hmm.
hey, guess what? I got mumps too.
Well, they're little carriers. I don't care whether they've been sick or not. They're little carriers. They're little petri dishes. They are little germ warfare machines, those little guys, anywhere. You get any kids under the age of 5 years old, they're little carriers. You know, and you know what I like to do is if you have them that age, make sure you take them to Chuck E. Cheese and have them play in the balls. Yeah. You know, the little plastic balls.
But don't lick the balls.
If you yeah, well, they do that too. And you want to get an infection spread, you take them to Chuck E. Cheese and have them play in those plastic
all right,
balls.
We got a break. So anyway, I came back and it was like, how embarrassing is this? I'm at the doctor with real sick people and I'm running a low grade temperature, but the guy says to me, oh, mumps. So it's like, who could I have gotten mumps from? I'm like, Jesus Christ, who could I have possibly have gotten mumps from? And then I get the call from Amy. He says, you're not going to believe this. Carly has the mumps. I said, you're not going to believe this. I have the mumps.
So you never had them when you were a kid, right? Or can you get them twice, or can you only get them once?
No, the doctor said. Now, Buzz, are you talking? Can I hear you?
For some time, yes.
Where is he?
Hi, I'm back.
Yep, there you go.
I was there.
There you go. All right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there. You can only get them once if you've had them.
And they're dangerous for adults and not so dangerous for kids.
But my balls are fine.
Yes, and just not the plastic kind, the ones you're talking about.
My mumps is all gone.
Good.
Yay. Feel good. Now when we come back, let me just tell you very briefly after the break here about what could have been a very awkward 4th of July, what with the girlfriend meeting my son and getting them to know the whole family. And then me with her mother, which was just awkward upon awkward, but it all worked out great. And then, of course, the magic of skydiving.
Yes.
Okay. Because that's just the type of guy I am.
Yeah, AJ.
We're lucky you're here.
AJ Geronimo.
AJ?
Adrenaline junkie.
Oh, thank you.
Adrenaline junkie Geronimo.
Thank you. So let's do this.
Skydiving with the mumps.
Jeez, before I had the mumps.
Oh, before you had the mumps.
Pre-mumps.
Yeah, because I talked to you then, and you were in the middle of it. We had that wonderful connection. I'm basically out of communication with everybody when I'm up there.
God, I was, it was like skydiving is the highest high that I've ever had in my life.
Right.
I called Buzz. I called Rob. Mm-hmm. I called Mike. Poor Mike had no idea. I was just like, hey, Mike. And he's like, hey, well, what's happening? I've got a bad... Hello? I'm just screaming, I skydive!
I was trying to call Bart. I'm skydiving. I gotta go. It's great. Skydiving. It's good. Bye.
It's great.
And, of course, I got that Maine cell phone where, you know, cell phone technology up in Maine just hasn't reached up there yet. Like, hey, yeah. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. One bye. You have one bye. You're wherever you go in the state, one bye.
Your adrenaline was pumping on that call.
Give me uno momento. Come back and wind this right up. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Good evening. I'm Dan Rather. And tonight on CBS News, 7 Saudi soldiers sodomized several of Saddam's southern settlement squatters. I'm Dan Rather.
The Don and Mike Show.
to you.
A daily four-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi there.
Broadcasting from a brand new state-of-the-art studios in classic Rockville, Maryland.
Yay!
Yeah. Still being heard on Westwood One. We want to welcome our newest stations in Portland, Oregon, and also in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, Canada!
It's been an interesting, different first day back.
Yeah, very strange.
But we're getting into our groove.
I think so.
Now we're getting things worked out. Buzz's microphone is set.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is reclined.
Yeah, all is right. I am here. I am here now, in control, gentlemen. In control of my faculties.
And the weekend, the rest of the holiday for me, I'm going to get it all done in this break. I had such a very nice time. It was a good time and it was a bad time because it was the anniversary of Frida's death.
Right.
Well, at the same time, I went to the regular family get together that I do every year with Frida's family, with my family. And they were nice enough to invite my girlfriend, AJ, as we're now calling her.
Ah,
mm-hmm. We can't decide if her name is Adrian or Janet because she goes
good.
By both.
Right.
So she had met Big Frida before, and she had talked to my sister-in-law. And as it turns out, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law all invited her to come to this family cookout.
Good.
Big crab feast. I don't know if I would have had the balls to walk into that situation.
Yeah.
Because it certainly was not that it was maudlin and people were not in a woe is me martyr type mode. But it's a weird situation to walk into.
Sure.
She handled herself great. The family seemed to really like her. And most importantly, Bart and she really got along very well together. So I've got nothing but great things to report about that. Then, because they were down in Ocean City on vacation as well, I had to reciprocate and had to take her mother out to dinner, which was...
Were you nervous about that scenario?
Yes, I was.
I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Listen,
you're still meeting a parent.
Do you know how long it's been? I mean, and I think I said that it had been 27 years since I had met a girl's parents before.
Sure.
A girl that I liked. So went out to dinner with her mom, went out and shot fireworks off with my kid, who came back from South Carolina. You know, they sell the greatest Joe Dirt stuff down there.
Oh, yeah. They sell the real deal, don't they?
He brought me this box of fireworks mm-hmm. that said, he goes to Clemson. So they say on them, Death Valley, Clemson Tigers.
Any scooter stick?
Whatever these things are.
This one, Whisker Biscuit.
Now, as it turned out, I don't know a lot about...
Husker do's, Husker don'ts.
I don't know a lot about these things, about these fireworks. I open up the box, and it appears to be 36 tubes.
And just remember, there is no need to read the instructions.
36, Mike, I looked, there were none.
Okay.
It comes in a little box about this big, about as big like as a jack-in-the-box.
Right.
And you rip off the top, and it's got a fuse.
And you just light it?
And it's got 36 of these tubes. It looked like Kotex tubes. So I went down by the beach, and lit them, and we stood there for a second. Everybody's standing and lit them and ran back like five paces.
Oh, that's the worst.
And the thing is, these things all start going towards my house.
Hello.
And towards the dunes. And Bart says to me, out of each one of these 36 tubes, that there are going to be six fiery balls that come out, and well, there's that word again, balls.
That seems to be running through the show today. Are these going to go off simultaneously or one after the other?
That's the thing. Some of them.
That's the gag.
Yes. Some of them had that. Where it was like a real firework,
yeah.
where you would really see like the red spray.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some of them would just go shooting off like a BB or something.
Like a rocket. And kind of randomly.
And I start hearing from neighbors, because the people that are like looking out on the ocean view, to them it must look like I'm invading.
Right.
And I hear from people up on in their apartments and in their houses going, "Hey, what's going on down there?
Hey, you're gonna burn the place down.
Hey, what are you doing down there?" Meanwhile, it's just me. It's just me. And I'm
saying, "You're gonna burn the place down, you moron."
I said to Bart, I said, "What is going on?" He said, "Dad, never point them at a house."
No.
I said,
never point them. I had them pointing straight up at the sky. So it was at that point that I decided, screw it. You know what I need to do? What I need to do is take some time just for Daddy, and I need to go see me the Superman movie.
Good.
Now, I went on, let me see, I'm going to give you all of this chronologically.
Okay.
Winding up with the skydiving.
Right.
So we go to the 4th of July crab feast at the family thing with the girlfriend and with my son. Then, that was on the 2nd. Then on the 3rd, Bart and I lit the fireworks, and I upset the neighbors. On the 4th of July, Bart had gone back to South Carolina. My gal pal had left, and I was just down there with Frida's family. So on the 4th of July, I thought, perfect time to go see Superman.
Superman.
Gonna go to a 5 o'clock show.
Superman.
On the 4th of July, because every schmuck in the world is lined up to watch the stupid fireworks, right?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, nobody's going to be at the theater.
Fine.
No, I'm so wrong. I get there, and as it turns out, everybody that had a kid under the age of 6 brought them all to see Superman.
On that day, that sucks.
Well, the 5 o'clock show, because think about it.
Oh, that's 5 o'clock show lets out before the fireworks.
Fireworks don't start till 9:30.
Right.
So, here is my problem. As you know, I take all of this crap way too seriously. And I've already talked to Buzz, who has already said to me, you're going to love the Superman movie because it's like true to the comic book.
You took in the Superman movie also?
Yeah, proud of it, too. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in there, and at first I was happy because it was just me and one other nerd guy. And, you know, I'm happy in that
situation. Did he yell across the theater, aren't you excited?
So
this is going to be very special.
It starts filling up with people. And I realize I've made the worst mistake I can make, that it's all families. Mm-hmm. And they're all families with little kids, and they're all just talking their heads off. And even the parents are morons. Like, there's a scene in the beginning of the movie where Superman, you probably know this from the ads, he's left Earth and he's going back to Krypton. So now he comes back, and he's having a little flashback about how he learned how to fly when he was a boy.
Okay.
And it's obviously a different actor who's running through the cornfields of Kansas. But the dad says, real loud to one of the kids, he doesn't look the same. And then the kid says, why doesn't he look the same, Daddy? And this starts open talking season.
Yeah.
You're destroying the integrity of the film.
This
right?
is where it went from being a movie to watching TV in someone's house. Because
right.
every kid is screaming, when's Superman coming? I know that Superman. Daddy, I'm hungry. And I realize it's the 4th of July. What am I going to do? I'm a single man by myself.
Right.
What am I going
to
do?
And it's tougher to... It's tougher to, like, really discipline people, isn't it, when you're by yourself?
Yeah, and besides, they're little kids, and it's the 4th of July.
Right. What are you going to do?
So it's like...
Little Johnny, I'm trying to watch the movie!
So finally, I get very, very mad. I get very mad because one kid just will not stop with the, where's Superman? Where's Superman? Where's Superman?
I want to see the suit!
So I finally just... I get up and... As I'm walking out, I say something that I should not have said. I'm leaving. And as I'm walking out the theater...
Did you leave, like, early?
I left 40 minutes into the movie.
Oh, really? Because it was that bad.
Mike, it was your... And you were saying the entire film...
The integrity of the film was destroyed.
Was ruined for me.
I know.
So as I was leaving, a soccer mom, very nice, very well-intentioned, said, as I was walking out, the theater was pretty crowded, said, I'm sorry if the noise has bothered you. And I said, that's all right. I'll get over it.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, what a jerk off I am. I didn't say
it. So you said it with that tone.
I didn't say it to her like, hey, that's all right. I'll get over it. Like,
that's all right. I'll get over it, you silly cow.
And then as I'm walking out, I got a little further, and I got to the door, and it was like, I said, well, that's $15 I'm never getting back. And then I hear her say, that man is a jerk.
Oh.
So, you still have a
Superman movie in your future.
Yeah.
Are you going to take it in again?
Oh, yeah. I'll go see it at some point.
It is good.
So now it's past the time. It's pre-mumps and post-everything else.
And we're getting to the big Daredevil movie.
Yes.
Here.
Now, let me see. The grandkids have gone back to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. My son has gone back to South Carolina. My family, my wife's family, they're all doing fine. I've got a couple of days for myself.
I called up Bart, person that matters to me most in the world, and I said, I made Mama promise that I wouldn't skydive again, but I'm dying to do it. What do you think? And he said, Dad, go for it. And it's one of those deals. I did it before.
You go to the same place?
Same place, Ocean City Airport.
Did you do it all by yourself the first time, or did you go with somebody?
No, you got to go in tandem the first time.
Okay.
And then I went in tandem a second time. And then the third time, from 9,000 feet, I went by myself.
Ooh.
And I want to tell you, Jack, if that is not the biggest rush, I'm telling you, better than sex, better than booze, better than drugs, better than driving a fast car.
Is there any fear at all there when you're standing
better than getting laid?
Is there any fear at all when you're standing out on,
total fear.
Yeah.
Total fear. Because at one point, and it's not like you can just go and sign up and say, I want to do this.
Right.
You have to first sign a waiver that says, if I go splat, I'm not going to sue you.
Right.
And you have to take a safety course.
Right.
Where they actually quiz you about junk. And
then two times they kind of strap you to somebody else.
And then if you want to, the third time, you take another class, you come back and you take another class.
So when you're going solo, is it totally, is it just a completely...
There was a guy who, in theory, is going down with you. He jumps out right after you. He jumps out right after you do.
That'll make you forget about the fear.
The thought being that if something goes wrong with you, that he, like Superman, can fly down.
I mean, you're not jumping out of a plane, just to open a parachute. 9,000 feet is, you can do a little free falling, right?
I went from 3,000 feet to 6,000 feet. To 9,000 feet.
How many seconds does it take to complete the whole jump?
It seemed like 30 seconds, Mike.
Right.
Really, maybe 5 minutes.
Really?
By the time... Wow. Because you end up by Assateague Island, if you know where that is.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
a big abandoned area.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you can't... If you hit something... I mean, even a retard like me can't hit anything because all
right.
it is just white sandy beaches.
It's got to be
for
beautiful,
miles,
I would imagine.
For absolute miles. So I did it the first time, and it was, fantastic. And I did it the second time, and then I just got a wild hair, and I thought, I got the anniversary of Frida's thing coming up, and I think I've really made a turn in my life, and things are better in all regards. I want to do this. I just want to do this, and I didn't want Frida to be mad at me.
Right.
So as I was in the airplane, I said a prayer, and it's the weirdest thing. But I was going to solo jump. I was sitting up there, and, you're going up in, a crop duster plane, and it's
bouncing around a little bit.
Snoopy and the Red Baron plane, right? And you're just sitting there, waiting to jump out, and I've got, a leather football helmet on and the big goddamn Kareem Abdul goggles, and
right.
I know where my main pull is, and I know where my emergency pull is. I'm wearing two parachutes because in case something happens with one, you can pull the other one.
Right.
And I'm standing at the door, okay, this is maybe the greatest feeling, because you're standing at the door of the plane and you're holding on to the door, which is open, incidentally.
Yeah. Is it hard to hold on?
Yeah, it's real hard to hold on. You're holding on this, and you're okay, just tell us when you're ready. And I close my eyes, and I said, Frida, I swear to God, I love you so much, I miss you so much, please don't be mad at me, I have to do this, I love you, okay? Is it okay? If it's not okay with you, do something right now to knock me back in the plane.
Wow.
It's like something's going to happen.
Right.
Nothing happened. And what I did was, I just, instead of jumping as I had before, I simply took one step off. And that I had not tried before. And that's kind of spooky.
Well, I mean, what's the technique? Are you supposed to jump away from the plane,
The technique that they teach you is to just, not to jump, just to push,
just pop out of the plane.
Push yourself out.
Because I'd always think if you didn't take a push-off that you'd get hit by the tail of the plane or something.
No. I mean, you got enough natural boing,
right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Centrifugal force?
Yeah. You're going to push yourself out. But what I did was I thought, okay, Frida's okay with this. And I just took one step, and it was.
So when you take the step out, do you immediately go head first?
Oh, no, you go feet first.
Right.
And you're going down, and really, I mean, it's happening so fast, Mike, it's hard for me to even remember now. That's why
I wanted to call you
and call Buzz and call Rob and call Bart immediately, because you're coming out of this airport and you're going down and you're counting. You're trying to remember in your head. You know, get 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait to count and to pull on your ripcord. And at the same time, I'm looking at the guy who's coming down at about the same time I am. While at the same time, I'm looking and I'm realizing I can see everything. I mean, I can see the boardwalk. I can see the ocean.
So you're not freaked out by it, because if you were freaked out, you probably wouldn't appreciate any of that stuff.
I loved it. I pulled the ripcord and made what I think is a really solid landing.
Oh, really?
I mean, really solid, just like boom, boom, right on my feet. Didn't fall over. Undid those two little clips.
So you didn't fall back on your butt or anything like that?
Did not fall back. Hmm. Loved it.
Wow.
Freaking loved it.
Wow.
Freaking loved it. So thank you, Frida, for allowing me to do that up in heaven.
That scares me just hearing about it.
And
God, that would freak me out.
And freaked a lot of people out after I did it.
Yeah.
When I called people afterwards.
Yeah, you were weird when I thought that. Well, you weren't calling me. You were calling. You said you misdialed me. Did you misdial me, or did you think twice about telling me or something like that? I'm not sure. Yeah.
No, I don't misdial your number.
I was just trying to call Bart. I went skydiving. I got to go. And it's just like, oh, okay. All right. I'll talk to you later. I was totally confused by that.
There was a lot going on.
You were seriously traveling at warp speed, and I was on a bad connection, and I didn't know what was going on, but...
I don't know if I slept that
night. So did you dial me and then think twice about dialing me to tell me that?
Yeah, because I realized, first I had called Bart to tell him that I was okay.
Right.
Then I called my mother-in-law and told her I was okay.
Right.
Called my girlfriend.
Right.
Called Rob. Called Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Then thought... Now, the one guy, not that you're last on the pecking order. I don't call you with stuff like that.
Right, right? I know.
But it's like, I thought... I'm so goddamn excited.
You were jacked.
I want to call Mike. And it's like, as soon as it rings right away.
I apologize for what I said when you said that, too, because Don called me. And when he finally did get through to me, actually, he misdialed or he dialed my number and then it was disconnected. And then when I called him back, I said, did you call me? He said, yeah, I was trying to call Bart. I'm just really excited. I went skydiving. Of course, I guess what I said didn't really meet with a good response. I said, whatever.
And
it didn't go over that well. But anyway, no, you sounded very excited.
It was great. It was just great. And that's the vacation.
I couldn't do it. I'd die of a heart attack. I couldn't step out that door.
It was good.
Give me the right amount of Xanax, I'd do it.
I'll give you a panda. I'll take you to see a panda.
Now I'll pass on the panda too.
We got to hit a break when we come back, Mike. Now you did. If I'm not mistaken,
I don't have a lot from my vacation other than what involved being in an automobile.
Well,
I was in an automobile for like 70 hours on my vacation. All I did was drive
in a row.
Let's break. Let's
not
break,
in a row, but almost.
And do that. And when we come back, you get half the next break. And Buzz,
yes,
you're going to get half the break too, because when I called Buzz to tell him about the high that I had skydiving,
yes,
Buzz told me, and I'm not exactly sure because I was my adrenaline when I was calling you guys.
You were fine.
You were wired.
I was like, oh.
Right.
Did you or did you not tell me that you told a TSA guy? At the airport, security guy.
Airport security.
To go F himself.
No, I said F you. You dick.
Wow.
Wow.
Airport security guy.
All right, stay tuned.
They found your Viagra, too.
Yes, they did.
We'll be right back. Here.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You know what? We should talk about that. But before we actually come back here.
Let me see.
Hi, Buzz.
Are we on?
You know, I keep...
Here we go. Hi.
Was that me or you?
That was me.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Before we went on holiday, or right after we went on holiday, the monthly ratings came back out.
They did?
Yes, they did. And you should know that for the month of May...
Mm-hmm. The merry, merry month of May?
Our show was rated number 2 in the beauty pageant plus.
Bravissimo!
Which means that in less than 3 months, you guys have taken the show from 15th place to 7th place to 2nd place, and we get the final ratings in about a month, and that's when we're going to have the real big Kiss Our Ass show.
Amen.
The big... Listen to what we say. We know what we're doing. We know what the audience wants to hear. We ain't going anywhere. We ain't dinosaurs. look back and check it on April 3rd.
Right.
I told you.
You did.
I freaking told you. This is my life. I love radio. We've been upside down, and Mike and I were coming back, and God damn it, I want you little brains out there to know right now, as of this moment, this show is rated number 2 in Afternoon Drive.
Amen.
And we are just a nun's pubic hair away from being number 1 rated. And I'm not talking about demographics and stuff that losers talk about.
No, we're talking about the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole enchilada.
So chew on that, why don't you?
Yeah.
Chew on that. The ratings come out in about 3 weeks.
Right.
We'll let you know.
We are very, very excited about this, and, you know, we really do appreciate the support.
We're still running this thing.
Yeah.
This number 15 Arbitron right. Rated.
For now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Because for now, we are number 15.
Yeah.
But hey, all you dickheads, how are you going to like eating the S sandwich when Mike and I are not only back in the top 3?
All of you naysayers.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how are you going to spin it when we're back on top?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to spin it right now?
Exactly.
That we're number 2.
Right now. They're not going to. They'll find a way.
In 90 days, the show has already taken a turn.
Yeah. 90 days, 90 Jerry.
Days. All right. Thank you. Anyway, more on that soon.
We're very excited about that.
And speaking of morons,
there's nothing wrong with failing. You're going to fail. I fail. It's everything is success, 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 success. Fine. Fine. But give me something that ooh.
What?
That's in the ooh.
What
you know? Mean? And let the film not work. Let the actor not even be consistent with it. Ooh. Put me in there.
I don't know.
In that place with somebody.
What?
And that's, you know, and that's worth everything.
Well,
who the hell is that?
That's Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. Dustin, what's happening to you?
98% effective against tiggers and ticks. Huh. The Don and Mike Show.
How about that? We didn't even mention that today. And we got that ratings information like 2 weeks ago. Hey, how do all you turd eaters over there at DCR TV feel?
Oh, they hate that.
How do you like that now?
They hate that and watch them spin. They will spin like tops over there.
Spin this and kiss my ass.
He's touching it.
Radio is my life. This is my passion. We have come back and we are almost to the mountaintop. And what will you say? What will you say on that glorious day?
You know what we'll say.
When Mike and I stand up and we dominate our territory like animals do.
We're going to serve it to you.
You
on a silver platter.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Hallelujah.
You're going to be on our slip and slide.
It's marking time. Marking time.
Mark Listen, it. On our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
Got pictures for you today. First, Eva Longoria is a spokeswoman for, is it Revlon?
L'Oreal.
L'Oreal. I urge you to buy stock in L'Oreal.
Yeah, really.
Here are a couple of photos. They're up on our webpage today of Eva Longoria. Without makeup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other picture that we have on the website today.
It's like Alan Goodman.
I'm sure you probably saw this this on TV over the weekend, maybe on SportsCenter. But I had to put it on our website today. A guy is suing Nike and Michael Jordan for $800 million.
Wow.
Because he says he looks like Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the picture, Mike. He says his life has been turned upside down by the fact that no one...
Why doesn't he grow hair then?
No one will leave him alone. Anyway, that's on our webpage.
Striking, really.
On our webpage.
Striking resemblance.
Three great pictures of Eva Longoria without her hair and the guy who is suing Mike. Without what?
You said without her hair.
Oh, she has hair.
Without her makeup. Thank
her
you.
Her shaves had him without makeup.
Mike.
Yes.
Like Michael Jordan.
Your vacation, please.
I mentioned that I couldn't remember anything that happened, but I did remember one particular thing. My vacation was driving, excuse you,
Buzz. Sorry. You heard that, Buzz.
Driving, and more driving. I drove the entire way up to Maine. I actually stopped at my mom's house on the way up in Connecticut, stopped at my sister's house in Boston up there also, and that was on the way up. Now, we have a tradition in my family. My family, as you know, Don, likes to occasionally enjoy a little cocktail.
No.
And if you're the first person that's going to be driving up to Maine, you make a traditional stop. Because liquor you might find this surprising. You know, we buy a little liquor. Liquor is cheaper at the New Hampshire liquor store.
Sure, I got that.
So I'm the first one that's going to be going up to the house, and I'm going to drive through New Hampshire on my way up to Maine, and I get the orders from everybody. What are you going to require? What are you going to need?
Right.
And I stop at the New Hampshire State Liquor Store, which is right before the border of Maine, and it's kind of a family tradition. I remember when I was growing up, you know, we would kind of load up on supplies for the big trip up in Maine, and we would do this. And I'm driving with just me and my daughters. It's just me. I'm in the car by myself. I've driven 9 hours to Connecticut, and then I drove 2.5 hours to Boston, and now I'm going to drive the final 4.5 to 5.5 hours up to Maine. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this driving being over. My kids are the greatest travelers in the world. They do not give me any problems at all. They're great in the car, so it's really not an issue. And they're happy. They've seen their grandma. They've seen their Aunt Kathy and their Uncle Paul. They've seen their cousins. It's very, very exciting for them. They're unfazed by this. And actually, the trip up is not bad at all, but I do have this mission where I have to stop at the state liquor store, and I have the kids. Now here is the dilemma. I'm by myself. It's in the morning. It's very early in the morning.
How
because
early?
I've got to, it's probably 10 o'clock, 10:30. It's
right.
The store's open.
Not that early.
And I have this obligation to get the supplies. And this is the dilemma. I am not going to leave, even though they're 11 and 9 now. I'm not going to leave my daughters
alone
in the car.
In the car, right?
And the only option I really have,
I get what you say, is to bring them in with you.
Is to bring them in with me. Well, I want to get this. I want. It's not a big deal. It's not. That's not the problem. That's not what happened. But at the New Hampshire State Liquor Store, also when you walk in, and I have. I haven't been there in a long time. I haven't done this in a long time. There is a kiosk as you walk into the New Hampshire State Liquor Store that is, I guess, responsible for all the state lottery games that they have, and they have lotto, and they have instant scratcho, and they have this wall of lottery tickets, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to be, the kids are going to be bored. They're not tracking with what's going on. I got to buy these supplies. I got to buy wine because we're going to have big wine dinners up there, and I got to buy a little vodka and all this other good stuff. And I'm sitting there with the kids, and I said, you know, for their purposes, so they don't get totally bored, and I'm walking around with a shopping cart loading up on all this stuff. And this is not like your Virginia liquor stores, not by a long shot. These are...
Not as sophisticated, eh,
Mike? These are mega marts. These have, I mean, everything. You've got, not only do you have the hard booze, but you got all the wine selection. It's a complete wine store.
Wow.
And I said, they're going to be a little bit bored. And so as I'm walking by, I see this automatic machine that doles out lottery tickets that are the scratch-off kind of lottery tickets. And I said, what would be a good idea for my kids is I'm going to buy them 4 of these scratch-off lottery tickets, and I'm going to say, hey, while you're doing this, you know, let's scratch and see if you can win. I don't know. I don't play the lottery. I don't buy scratch lottery tickets. I have before for the kids because
right.
It's kind of fun for them to do something. And we scratch off the lottery tickets, and, you know, we get, I think, like 1 winner out of 4 tickets. And then Elizabeth takes hers, and she goes, Daddy, I matched. I won $50. I said, oh, my God, this is like break-even time, Elizabeth, because I'm buying lots of lottery tickets for the girls. And, you know, I know, Father of the Year, I'm doing the best I can. I I've got the kids, I've got to buy this hooch, and I'm in the liquor store. We're going to be in the car shortly. And I get done with all my shopping, and I walk up to the cash register, and I'm checking out. And I said, listen, hey, here's you. And I think this would be a really, really neat idea. I said, Elizabeth, here's your lottery ticket. You know, why don't you go and they'll give you the money for your lottery ticket. Well, I don't realize, like
she's
an ass, like a turbo ass, like Father of the Year, Mr. Moron, put me in jail for endangering my children. I don't realize that there is a giant orange sign with massive letters that says all lottery tickets should be purchased. You can only purchase or redeem lottery tickets if you're 18 years old. So I see Elizabeth standing over at the counter, and she's talking to the lady behind the big, thick, bulletproof glass. And I see that, and I'm watching this as I'm checking out. I said, this is going to be cute. She's going to get her money. She's going to come running back over and go, hey, you know, because really, you know, teach them to buy alcohol and teach them to gamble. That's my motto as a father. And I look over, and I see the lady behind the glass go, she has a weird look on her face, and then she stands up. And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm checking out at the same time. They're 30 feet away from me. And I'm checking out at the same time, and I see her get up, and I see her walk over to me. And she starts walking over, and I said, I made some flip comment. I made some comment like, you know, what's the matter? Did she match the numbers wrong? I knew it. We don't have any math skills in this family. Ha, ha, ha. She calls me over, and she says quietly, excuse me, sir. We don't really approve of this happening. You are... Technically, if we were going to be letter of the law, this could be a misdemeanor offense of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And I go, Oh, my God.
Michael Mara.
Oh, my God. What am I doing? I can't believe it. And I look over at the sign, and she points at it, and I'm just the biggest dope. Because I didn't go up to the little bulletproof kiosk. I went to the automatic machine, and I didn't read the sign. And here I am, and I'm like, oh, I'm terribly sorry. So I go over, and I cash out the tickets. And then, like a good father, I didn't give them the money back, because that teaches them to gamble.
That's
I put
right.
the money in my own pocket.
Good for you.
And I said I'd buy them a toy later. But really, I was... I, you know,
take them to see the panda later.
I was completely freaked out, but they weren't fazed. Went up to Maine, had terrible weather up in Maine, really. It was kind of a so-so time. I like to boat when I'm up there, do some boating and stuff. It was really tough. When it wasn't like fog where you couldn't see the hand in front of your face, there were giant seven-foot waves. And I think I had maybe 2 or 3 days out of the whole time before it was time to get in the car and drive back. At this point, I've got Carla in tow, and we are going to do it all in one day. So we decide, this is Carla's idea, that we decide that we're going to leave at the crack of dawn. We said 5 o'clock, then it became 4 o'clock. We actually left with the girls in their jammies, and they were sleeping at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
At this point, I'm tired. Carla's kind of tired. And I said, well, I know the way. I'm going all the way back, but I know the way up a little better than I do coming back. And I'm going to put it on autopilot with my navigation system.
Let me just stop you right here. Because this is a good. We got a break.
Yes.
We got a break.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Yes.
Because I know we're going to come up on a good part in this story.
Yes.
And want to get Buzz's story in, too.
Yeah.
So just stay right here. Because
the only way I can set this up is to tell everyone that's out there, whatever you do, I know we've got a lot of technology in America now. We've got these cars that are fancy.
Yeah.
Don't rely on it.
Okay.
Because at the most crucial time, it's going to try to kill you.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? Huh? I mean, your ass and my face. What's up?
The Don and Mike Show.
They want to sing. La la, la 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Mike, you mentioned it was your daughter's birthday.
Yes, Elizabeth is 9 years old today.
My nephews, Nick and Drew. Drew is my godson. It's their birthday today, too.
How old are they today? Do you remember how old they are?
I want to say 16.
Gosh, I thought so. Something like that. Wow.
I want to say 16. And boys, if you're listening right now, happy birthday.
Very good.
I love you. And I'm sending you both a box of condoms.
Very timely. That's the magic number, right?
Now, Mike.
Yes, sir.
When we last left you, you had gotten up at 3 in the morning.
3:30 we left.
Carla.
Yeah, 3:30.
To leave the great state of Maine to drive back home.
Yeah, everybody's up at the house. We leave crack of dawn, 3:30 in the morning. It's still dark outside. We say we're going to make fantastic time, but we're tired. And I turn over the entire trip to the navigation system. I'm saying, you know, I don't have to worry about a map. I don't have to really pay attention. I'm just going to, you know, plug in the destination. And I think I'm going to, like, configure it so it takes me the route I want to go. I'm looking to go down through Connecticut and across maybe the southern part of Pennsylvania and then back into the western part of northern Virginia. That's what I'm looking to do, okay?
Right.
I just want to warn everybody, okay? You never... With your navigation system, if they give you a choice of dialect, don't pick the British dialect. Because on my navigation system, they have an American flag, they have a British flag, and of course, Johnny Dialect, Mr. Voiceman. Yes, cutesy-wootsy, I'm going to use the British dialect.
Right, Hugh Grant.
If I could have killed this guy by the end of the trip, I would have done it. This guy is... Hello, after 3 miles, bear left onto exit 3A. And it's doing fine. It's dark out. It's 3:30 in the morning. It's going very, very slowly. And as we progress, it's fine. Then we hit the weather in Connecticut. And we hit a traffic jam. And I make a couple of adjustments. And unfortunately, my navigation system, he decides that instead of taking me across the middle part of Connecticut and avoiding New York City, he is going to take me into the bowels of New York City.
Oh, my.
And I said, okay, I can even live with this. However, the entire trip, this British dink has been giving me navigation commands that are extraordinarily specific. After 3/10 of a mile, bear right onto exit 28A south, and it's all very detailed. It gets me into New York City. I said, okay, well, I kind of know my way around here. I know where I'm going if I can get through. Unfortunately, the navigation system panics when it gets to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And as opposed to saying, bear right onto exit 3AZ, it says, In 2 miles, bear left. Then bear right again, then left. Well, what he doesn't tell me is that there are 6 different places to bear right, and it's not matching up with the amount of tenths of a mile, and my navigation system is having a full-fledged meltdown in the middle of a pouring, horrible rainstorm, and then it goes, bear left, then bear right. I said, well, I bear left, and you put me in the middle of the Bronx. Now you're telling me that I should be on 95 South, and I'm not. I'm on Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, and it's like Fort Apache, and I'm sitting out here going, and then it says, now I'm panicking because there are so many exits so close together because it's New York City.
Welcome to Jerome Avenue.
Oh, my God. It got me turned around, and thank God that
I
bought
Chevy Chase from that movie.
Vacation.
Driving through, was it St. Louis?
It was St. Louis where he goes off the ramp. I think it's St. Louis. Thank God I bought at Target the little DVD thing where the kids had their headphones on because Daddy was using some very choice language like an idiot. I'm speaking to the British guy. I'm like, F you don't know where you are in New York City. I finally make it through New York City. And then I said, this is going to be great. It's going to point me through the southern half of Pennsylvania. It's going to take me down Route 15. I'm going to avoid all the Washington, D.C. traffic. And it's going to be fantastic. And once again, Papa asleep at the wheel gets soothing comfort from, after 3 miles, bear left. What he doesn't tell me is that in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, as opposed to taking me west, he takes me due south, which points this a-hole navigator to me at 5:30 p.m. on a Wednesday. I am in the Baltimore Beltway. Yes, thank you so much.
So that is 14 hours. Just to get to Baltimore.
It's 14 hours to get to Baltimore. At this point, I shut it off with a punch. I punch because it's got the little touch screen, and I punch it. I said, this thing is crap. This British guy is crap. He's unreliable. Yep. We're going out Route 70. We're going to drive an extra half an hour out of our way just to avoid the traffic. And then I hear, and of course, there's the jackknife tractor trailer on 95, which always makes things just kind of special. That's every day. No problem at all. But the moral of the story is, after we got home, it was 16 hours in the car from the way. And I'd like to thank my kids who were far better behaved than I was. Because my daughter, Catherine, was at one point, I look in the rearview mirror at the 15th hour. I look back, Elizabeth is sound asleep. And Catherine, not watching a DVD, quietly reading a book.
Yes.
And meanwhile, Daddy's up in the driver's seat going, when are we going to get home?
Are we there yet?
When are we going to get home? And that was it. And then I had the kid withdrawal because I'd been with them for 10 days.
Yeah.
And it's, I was bummed out for 2 days after that. It sucked.
Did you make a baby?
No, we did not make a baby. No, I know that's very much on your mind.
Did you have sex?
Actually, yes, sex was had, but if she wants to make a baby, she'll have to use the navigation man. After 3 minutes, try foreplay. At exit 28B, make sure that
I think you know the
emotion lotion. Yes, the exit, not the entrance.
I think you know that exit.
But I had my vacation was great for the, it was great to be with my children. Doesn't matter what the weather is, whatever. It's just good to be with them, and I enjoy that. But I swear to God, I almost put my fist through this navigation system. Don't rely on it. Use a map and your wits.
I just one thing. Though.
Yes.
How's your sister?
Kathy?
How's your sister?
Yeah, she's nervous.
Really?
Why?
She's planning a big wedding.
Oh.
She's getting ready for her daughter, her only daughter, to get wedding.
That's not what I meant.
That's all it was. That's all it was up there.
It's all about
that. How's your sister? How is she like? You're asking me in a way that a brother can't answer
that
question.
Sure you can.
What do you mean, sure I can?
Sure you can.
What do you mean, sure I can? How do I answer that? How's her body?
Is your sister,
want my body?
You know what I mean?
Want my body?
She's still a hot piece of ass?
She is. I think she's probably an okay woman, but she gets on my nerves. That's the way especially with the wedding, the wedding. Which I'm taking a day off of work from. You know that, right? I told you that, right?
When's this?
August 5th.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Of all the days.
Gonna have to call her up and cancel?
Gonna have to, Mike.
See if she can move the wedding.
I will. I'll actually call her and say that. Tom, maybe you can call her like when it gets like to be that week.
Oh, you want me to? Listen, is this the thing? We better talk Pig Latin.
Yeah. Oh, no. You're gonna ask me, like, if I really. No, I do want to go. This is a big deal.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's my only niece, and it's gonna be a good chance to see my whole family. I can't get out of this.
August.
My kids are in the wedding. My kids are in, like, the wedding.
Okay.
I can't
all
do
right,
it.
That was, there you go.
But maybe, listen, I'm going up a day early just because it's the rehearsal dinner. You could come up for the actual event, and I could talk to Paul, take him out on the dock or something, like,
Pushe, pushe. I mean, I know you got AJ and all that.
That's what your sister would like on her daughter. Is it the daughter or the son getting married?
It's my niece. It's
your niece, her daughter.
Yes, yes. that Paul is pushed into the Frenchman's Bay.
I'm forking your sister in the rose bushes.
Uh-huh. I was thinking, really, well, yeah, look, you know, I don't know why I'm fantasizing. This is sick that I'm having this discussion. I picture you like the Godfather scene, you know, when Sonny's up in the bathroom.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Mike, that's a compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Buzz, if you would please be so kind.
Yes.
Be a love.
Yes.
And hold on to your story about dropping the F-bomb.
It can wait.
At security. We'll use it in tomorrow's open.
Wonderful.
Okay?
We'll talk then.
And we're just going to go right to...
How long have you been playing me?
What are you doing? Number six.
How long have you been playing?
Which one of these goddamn things controls?
There we go.
That's number four.
Number four.
It's pretty glitch-free today, I think.
Yeah, really.
For a brand new studio.
Try it from my side. Four. Okay, now where's the other one?
Yeah, where's the other one?
The other one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Okay.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Okay.
It's me.
He made it up.
I mean, are you married to that, Buzz?
No, let's stop. Okay. Let's start fresh.
Yeah, you know what?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Elvis
thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought of that right now.
Now which one? The Elvis thing or In a World?
One of them.
Both of them.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Both of them. Yeah.
Good.
It's time for the goddamn news.
All right.
We'll be right back with the goddamn news.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And
what's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ew. Whoa.
Hmm.
Give me a second.
All right. No problema.
Give me a second. Okay.
Problema.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right. The Don and Mike Show. They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, let me. Won't you get me? Baby, won't you let me? It's time for news and comments now. Here's a Buzz Burbank brought to you by Intercourse.
Ah, fair enough.
Buzz likes it.
And he can still do it.
I do.
Here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Well, the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie didn't just beat Superman over the weekend. It beat all the records. Biggest one-day gross ever, biggest opening day ever, and another new record, a $100 million gross in 2 days.
That's gross.
Next summer, Superman faces Spider-Man, Hollywood holds its breath, and your money.
Spidey!
It is, by the way, illegal to clean up a movie without the director's permission.
Did you know what the movie's rated?
Well, which one? The Spider-Man or
Johnny Depp?
No, it's like PG, isn't it?
Arr. Thank you.
Pirates movie.
That's you, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Is that you or is that him?
No, it's me, but I just remember it from him.
He originated
it. It's his joke.
It's his kid's joke.
Listen for it again when number three comes out.
Next summer. A judge has ruled that it's illegal to clean up a movie without the director's permission. Yesterday, this judge made this ruling after listening to arguments for lawyers for Martin Scorsese, Steven Spielberg, Robert Altman, Robert Redford, and Sidney Pollack. They and other directors were suing the likes of Clean Flicks, Family Flicks, and Play It Clean Video. Those are companies that sold edited versions of movies, including Indiana Jones and King Kong.
Yeah, you can't do that to a book. You can't do it to a movie.
King Kong. Maybe that's the best nickname ever. When I was so mad at him earlier in the show today.
Kong.
Why don't you just go climb the Empire State Building?
I think it should
You big monkey.
He should simply be Kong.
You originally called me an ape.
Yes, that's how it started.
How did you, Big Ape?
Big Ape. Kong.
Big Ape.
Kong Spiewak,
yeah. Now, do you like Rob Kong or do you like King Spiewak?
I like King Rob.
Just Kong. King Rob. King Rob has that Jungle Book flavor to it.
Eighth wonder of the world. Be not afraid, those chains are made of chrome steel.
King Rob.
The House voted today to clearly outlaw once and for all online gambling. Today's vote makes it illegal to use credit cards or electronic transfers to bet or pay gambling debts online. This will seriously cripple those foreign and offshore-based gambling houses that have gotten half their business from Americans.
Hey, John.
John.
Yes.
John Norman.
See, this is John is back in the next studio now. John is our assistant producer. We can just push a button, talk to him on the intercom. Hey, John.
Can't hear you when you do that, Mike. Sorry,
Mike,
they haven't worked
out. Mike, don't do that, please.
Yes. What can I do for you?
Didn't I? Stop it!
I'll stop.
Pink shirt. didn't I get it? Was that a spam email, or have you re-signed us up for the CBS Sportsline Fantasy Football? When Buzz said betting on sports made me think of that.
You know, I got one of those, too. They were sending us a thing that said if we get in early, we can save like $20 for the league this year.
Well, why don't we?
I'm getting on it.
And
I will have that for us next week or so.
I dig. One of the nicest things about this is very cool, communicating with him that way.
Three studios away?
I don't think I'm portraying it properly on the radio.
Him. You can hear him.
Yeah, we're three studios, and we're talking to John through two panes of glass. Mm-hmm. It's very, very cool.
Anyway, let us know, and I'd like to figure out if we're going to be a keeper league or not.
How many players are we going to do this year? I know Bart's going to be back, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you say keeper league, are you thinking about the team you had last year?
Thinking about if you get to keep one player, two
from the
players.
Previous roster, previous
yes,
year's
right.
rosters?
I think the last 2 years we've gone with no keepers.
Right.
No, we
That's
haven't.
True. So this year I'd like to add one-man keeper league.
You know what I describe that as?
What?
The proper way to do things.
Well,
Screw you. Screw you. Because I don't even want to hold on to Peyton Manning.
Who do you want to hold on to?
Little man named Larry Johnson.
Ah, okay. All right.
Hey.
One player?
Hey.
One player.
Hey.
Are you going to be the commissioner this year, John?
How am I going to win if I don't run it?
Exactly.
Okay. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Thank you, John.
Critics say hardcore gamblers will find a way around this new law and that the U.S. should have legalized and regulated the online betting. A business professor at the University of Illinois who studied online wagering calls it the crack cocaine of gambling. Quoting him, no needle marks, just click the mouse and lose your house.
I know a couple of guys that do this, and it is so different than if a guy is just going even to a bookie. The fact that they can do this online, this type of gambling, I've heard horror stories that people really, it
Joe.
Just gets completely out of control.
Joe. Who do you like tonight at the All-Star game?
There we go.
Who do you like tonight at the All-Star game?
Lay me $40 down on the National League.
I think, didn't I read that the American League has won like 10 years in a row or something like
American
that?
American League kicks ass. They're going to kick ass again this time. Yeah. I think they're going to win again this year.
A judge yesterday ruled that the FBI was within its rights to raid the office of Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson. A judge ruled that members of Congress are not above the law. In other words, they have to obey the laws they pass.
No, moving on up.
The judge says to rule otherwise would turn congressional offices into sanctuaries for
what
crime.
What are you doing in this office? Get out of this office!
Sanctuaries for crime on the taxpayer's dime. That sound you hear is the roar of paper shredders from Capitol Hill.
I watched a good... I watched the good Jeffersons on vacation.
Our Jeffersons holds up. The Jeffersons can still make me laugh.
I watched the good Jeffersons where George was so pissed that Lionel, the first Lionel...
The original Lionel from All in the Family.
Because they replaced him.
Right.
He was so pissed because Lionel, I think, came home with...
Well, we're moving on.
I don't know if it was a white chick or like mulatto, like cream coffee, but goddamn George was upset.
George is always getting mad.
And then the white guy, was it Mr. Bentley? With
Mr. Yeah. Bentley, you mean the British guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Even Mr. Jones yesterday.
Right. Like the guy who in your car was saying,
right.
Bad laugh.
Not to be confused with the other white guy that was married to the black lady, Roxy Roker.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he's dead, right?
That's right.
And she's dead also.
And she is Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Absolutely. Right.
Mr. Will.
There's your Jefferson's history.
That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
A judge in Alaska struck down the state's new law against possession of less than an ounce of marijuana. Her Honor ruled that the law contradicts past rulings. Hi, we're back. Her Honor ruled that the law contradicts past rulings from the Alaskan Supreme Court.
Stories that interest me.
That's right.
What are you moving to Alaska?
She's talking mostly about the ruling in 75 that said right to privacy includes legal possession of 4 ounces or less.
I'm Buzz Burbank for fresh salmon.
The law that went into... peas grow there. The law that went into effect last month made all possession illegal. Legal now, it's back to 4 ounces or less legal in Alaska. And was the caterpillar right about mushrooms? A new study from Johns Hopkins has concluded that when healthy, well-educated, middle-aged people eat psilocybin mushrooms, they experience intense joy, peace, and harmony.
When they what?
When they eat psilocybin mushrooms. Okay. Magic mushrooms. Shrooms.
Oh, like, oh, right. Your kind of mushrooms. Okay. All
the
right.
study says 2/3 of the test subjects
I
counted it.
I didn't realize he was doing two of his own pet stories in a row.
Yeah.
This is called news for Mike Beats.
News that interests me. Now, there'd be pie charts. The study says 2/3 of the test.
Did you say news for Mike Beats?
Yes.
News for Mike Beats.
Mike Beats, darling.
He was a user.
2/3 of these healthy, middle-aged adults who took the psilocybin mushrooms, they counted their experience as among the most meaningful experiences of their lives, including religious ones, but nearly 1/3 of the shroom takers were overcome with fear and paranoia.
Oh, see, that's why I wouldn't eat them.
Some compared it to, like, being in a war.
I'll tell you, though, I think I've said this before. I took mushrooms one time with Mike Beach. And with Bobby Christian.
Right.
And
did he go down to the Inner Harbor?
Yeah. We went to the power plant in Baltimore, and they had this thing called Smell-O-Vision. And I remember Mike Beach and Bobby Christian holding my hands. And just
you were that freaked out?
And just saying, follow us. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to.
And did you enjoy the experience or did you hate it?
Loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it. Loved it. I'm on shrooms right now.
Well, this study about shrooms was the first meaningful research into hallucinogens in 40 years. A follow-up to a 1962 study showed that those who experienced joy back then were still feeling it 25 years later.
I do remember, and this was 20 goddamn years ago, I remember standing in front of the power plant in Baltimore, which is like a big, almost semi-amusement park, and standing in front of a big reflecting pool, and it was like something out of a movie, where I just said, look at that. Look at those lights. And like, come on, dude, come on. I'm like, no, I've got to see these lights.
Well, if it was 20 years ago, then you're, according to Buzz's story, still feeling joy over that.
You should.
Oh, yeah.
See? I can tell.
How are you?
I can tell. I'm fine. When we come back...
I'm joyful.
When we come back, Naked Guys, another story.
Oh, okay.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, not for long.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating.
And
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi.
Howdy.
Finally, libertarians believe do what you want so long as it does no harm to others. So it makes sense they'd agree to have a fundraiser at a nudist colony. But it's in Kansas, so that means trouble.
Yeah, nudists are gross.
The Shawnee County Sheriff says the nudist park doesn't have a permit for commercial or recreational activities. That's because the county council wouldn't give them one.
That's what I wanted for a nudist.
Over the weekend, a half dozen...
Although not that there couldn't be gay nudists.
No, not at all.
And how are you?
A half dozen marked police cars blocked the entrance to the park to make sure no libertarians got in. And in Tampa, a man has been arrested for pleasuring himself in public at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. The man now understands that Seminole is a tribe of Native Americans and that Hard Rock is a kind of music.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Hard Rocks.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Well, we made it
we're done.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Everything else is good. I got to do, okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.